Hi, everybody. Welcome to PodQuest. It's issue 119.
119.
It is Tuesday, October the 18th?
18th.
Hell 18th. Yeah.
Can you guys believe that we've been talking on the internet for 238 hours? That's averaging saying that we've been going for 2 hours each session.
No, you know,
I don't know our actual average, but
I'm
just going to say minimum 2 hours each session.
Yeah,
238 hours.
Yeah, if you actually average this out, it probably is close to 2 hours, because there's those weeks where we only did like an hour.
It's pretty rare.
But then the ones that are three.
It was like
and
our
half.
First like 20 episodes, we were an hour.
But then it's whenever we do them on Skype, we seem to go a lot quicker too.
Yeah, because, you know, we can't, I don't know.
We can't see each other to gauge if anyone's actually paying attention.
Yep.
So,
so we just stop talking.
I never was.
Yeah, I know. I'm usually playing Diablo.
I'm usually playing Monster Hunter.
We can tell when you're playing Diablo because of the clicks.
Look, it's not my fault. My mouse is amazing.
That's crazy that your headset picks up the clicks that...
Well, I sit right on top of it. Like,
oh,
my head is right
there. You actually have your head like right there?
He uses his chin to guide his hand.
Because I can play Diablo no hands. You know, like they call it face roll. That's literally what I do. I just roll my face on the keyboard
conk,
and the mouse. And,
conk.
And I mean, win.
It's Diablo. It's that easy.
Yeah, it's so that easy to win Diablo.
I mean, really, you could probably just set up like an auto clicker and just make it through the whole game. Occasionally just point yourself in the right direction.
I honestly, no. Cause I wish. It'd be cool. But no. It would get annoying.
There's some guy who played Overwatch with a bunch of bananas. I'm sure there is
somebody
out there that figured out how to set an auto clicker to beat Diablo.
That's
played.
True.
I don't even want to know.
They hooked up a bunch of electrical wires to bananas and used each banana by touching it, completed the circuit, which...
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay. Well, I haven't seen that, but I know what you're talking about.
So, like, he would hit bananas to, like, move strafe.
I've seen stuff like that.
That's kind of stupid.
It's stupid, but it's cool at the same
time. Like the
it's one of those things that's like, wow, that's neat to see. That guy wasted a lot of time on it. Let me get back with my life.
They made a thing that you can connect to your computer, and you can make a, like, a D-pad and buttons on. You can draw it with a pencil, and you can stick it to the LED, and you can, like, play Mario with...
Yeah, I've seen those before.
Stupid Mario.
Yeah.
I always wanted to make one of those giant NES controller tables that actually works. Because I always thought that would be really fucking stupid. Like, what better way to waste my money than make a giant NES table that actually works? Like,
and
it'd be
what
so
worse way to play an NES game.
Right.
I don't
How difficult
then,
would it be to play
Super Mario
that way?
It becomes a co-op thing where, like, you and Audra can sit there and Audra, like,
so
controls
just
the left and right and
die.
You jump.
Oh, if she
would never make it past the first stage. She
know.
Never knows when to jump.
No.
Well, that's
jump.
Why you're
She
you're
never
jumping.
Knows when
she's
to run.
She just hold... All she has to do is hold right. You just hit jump.
Because she'll be like, oh, God, there's a bad guy. And she'll start hitting left. And then I'll jump into them because it's this is a bad idea. This great.
Are you
this
trying
is,
to get them divorced?
We will get divorced if I do that. So it's not happening.
What you should totally not do, and by not I mean absolutely do, is buy Overcooked and play that 2-player.
I do want to try that.
It's so good.
Occasionally she's all right to play games. You know.
Did you ever do New Super Mario Brothers U with like that co-op mode where like. You
oh
would
yeah,
play
where
with
she
the controller
the
and
things.
Then somebody else would use
she
the
fucked up my
pad.
Jumps every time.
That's what Erica
every
kept
time.
Doing. She and you could tell she was trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Audra was the same way.
Yeah.
It's like she was trying to put the one like underneath where she thought you were going to land, but because it's Mario and you know how to play Mario, you don't need to land. You just need to fly through the level.
Yeah. She every time. I'm like, fuck. But all right, now we have to go back and get that extra guy. I do need you for this. It's ridiculous. Fucking co-op.
That was simultaneously a great idea to like add that feature, but awful too for anyone that's ever played a Mario game in their life.
The other benefit is she's not in school anymore, so now we can try to fit in like more TV and more games than we had before. So I bought Lego Jurassic World
like 2 years ago,
the
right?
day it came out. Right, the day it came out,
so a year and a half ago.
Yeah, like the baby wasn't even born yet. Like we bought that shit.
Was she even pregnant yet?
Yes, and that's why we thought it was a good idea. It was like we'd have so much time to play it. This would be great. And no, we had no time to play because we're always tired. So now we get done our like nightly shit. The baby goes to bed, and it's like, all right, we can either play games for an hour or we can watch TV for a half hour. And I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't match up. Why do we get to play games for an hour? Well, because I'm not paying attention to her, and she can just fall asleep while I'm playing. And that's what she does. And so after a half hour, she starts dipping down. And I can tell because the character's over there instead of right where it needs to be. And I'm like, you're driving me nuts. Just go to bed. So we haven't played that in a couple of weeks.
That's basically the same thing with TV, though, except you just have to rewatch the show later.
I know. I've begun just stopping it. I'm tired of wasting my time. So
so you stop it and start playing the game.
She stops. I play a game. She wakes up, goes to bed, and we move on from there. Because it's just ridiculous. I don't have time to keep watching shit over again. Silly. How you guys doing?
All right.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Drew's shaking his head no.
Nope.
Drew's not good?
Are you not good doing well?
Not really, to be perfectly honest. It's the last month.
To be honest, we don't care.
All right.
No.
What? Go ahead.
No, the last month at work has really fucking sucked.
I hear that.
And it's just been exhausting.
What do you do?
I am now, after people have quit and gotten jobs in other departments, I'm responsible for the entire TD Bank commercial and small business portfolio, managing, making sure they all have the proper flood insurance.
Okay, so you no longer just spend your whole day copying files.
Yeah, no, I haven't been in that department for 2-3 years now.
I didn't realize that.
To be a dick.
I think last time we talked about your job, that's what you said you were doing.
But so there used to be 4 people on this team. There's now 1. There's just me. So
is that one named Druten?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't it be great if they called him the wrong name every day? So it wasn't Druten on the team?
There's nobody to call me the wrong name.
No, what if from day one they've just not known your name and they've always called you Ryan? So as far as they know, Ryan's the guy on the team.
I've had 2 managers quit in the last year.
Nice.
Just straight. The most recent manager was in meetings all day on a Tuesday. We come in on the Wednesday. She sent an email at 9:23 to everyone on the team. Was effective immediately, I would no longer work at TD Bank.
That's amazing.
So we come in, and we're all just
the manager do that?
Uh-huh. Apparently.
Why not?
So we've not had...
not let somebody quit.
No. I meant they didn't just revoke the access immediately and...
Well, I mean, that she probably sent that email and then sent to whoever I quit.
Or she probably sent it all at once.
Is TD Bank just run really poorly?
I guess. I don't know. But literally, we had 1 manager quit in December and 1 quit in August. So 2 managers quit in 8 months.
That's pretty awesome.
It's fucking ridiculous.
That's amazing.
And then the team lead has been on leave since August, so I've had no one to, if I run into an issue, to immediately be able to, walk over and just talk to. I have to send emails and wait indeterminate amounts of time for someone to maybe answer.
Right.
And it's insane.
So, yeah. Rich, I think this is the opportunity you were looking for.
Seriously,
to apply for this job to be the manager, you are then... Not only is it a new job where you'll probably make more money... But you are in charge of Drew and can make him do things.
I mean,
Druten, coffee.
Druten, if they're looking for a manager,
I've looked to see if they've posted a thing because
realistically, you have management experience from McDonald's,
yeah,
and you've got the mortgage office experience stuff from your current job.
Apply, look into it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Let me know, Drew, and I'll give you my resume. Go on TD Bank's website.
Yeah.
I think TD Bank's is big enough where he probably can't just hand it to an HR person.
Did you ever have to call application support or anything? I guess an IT guy?
Yeah.
It's just a guy that works with me used to work there. He quit not too long ago. You probably wouldn't know him. But,
I mean, there's a whole huge IT.
A whole department in junk for him.
TD Bank's not nationwide, is it?
No, but
they're regional, pretty widely regional.
Yeah, it's spread from Maine to Florida now.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that big. I thought it was
But there's no branch. There's nothing in Maryland, Delaware, or Virginia.
So it's almost like Wawa, where there's Wawa and then, here and then Florida.
Because they bought a bank that was in the Carolinas and a bank that's in Florida, and then they were bought by TD Bank North, which is up in New England area.
Yeah, the other day,
and then they have Canada.
I could not remember what TD Bank was called all day last
Commerce.
Week.
Commerce.
I just kept thinking Commerce. I'm like, yeah, the Commerce Bank. I'm like, but it's not called Commerce anymore. It's something else, and it's fucking stupid.
It's been TD Bank for 6 years.
I know.
The Titty Bank. There's nothing stupid about the Titty Bank.
It was TD Bank for 4 years, and now it's just TD.
Okay. Is it?
No, it's still
Is
TD
it
Bank.
Still TD Bank?
They might take the bank off the logo.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember when the Oakland branch was still a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, just because McDonald's goes by a double arch doesn't mean they're not called McDonald's anymore, you know? It's just their logo.
I mean, some of the McDonald's are just a single arch now.
Yeah, but...
like that stupid one it's down still on called, Whitehorse Pike.
It's still called the McDonald's, so it doesn't matter.
What if they just changed those stores to NackDonald's?
To NackDonald's.
NackDonald's.
That'd be really confusing.
That'd be a great, like, prank to play, like, if somebody was, like, really, like... head daring, to the, head climb to up the, on the sign and just knock the other arch off and...
head to the NackDonald's. Or get me a vegetarian fucking burger at the NackDonald's.
Do they do veggie burgers?
No.
No, not
Burger King does, though, don't
they? NackDonald's might. McDonald's doesn't.
That's true. NackDonald's might.
You never know.
I mean, let's open up a NackDonald's.
There was that shitty Starbucks restaurant. Opened a restaurant called Shitty Starbucks. And Starbucks tried to sue them and... Shitty Starbucks won because it was like a parody,
right?
Yeah, so
that's kind
of could probably open NackDonald's and have it look basically identical and get away with it.
Let's do it.
We just, instead of the golden arches, we just have like the blue arch.
You just flip the colors. The arch is red and the sign is yellow. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah. What if it's an upside down arch?
Oh.
Then it's a U.
It's a half pipe.
Yeah,
or a down. W, depending on if we do the double arches.
Under the thing.
I was going to say un-Donald's, but that doesn't make any sense.
Makes as much sense as McDonald's.
Why not just Whack-Donald's?
Whack-Donald's.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You're trying to still have the arches, Whack, and you have W, Whack-Donald's.
Yeah, but we had just gone down this road of Knack-Donald's.
It has to be Knack-Donald's.
It has to be Knack-Donald's. But it could also be Whack-Donald's.
No.
I mean, that's like the Hardee's to the big boy.
Mm-hmm.
We could just do both like that. Yeah. Yeah. Or like Checkers Rallies.
West Coast gets big boy, East Coast gets Knack-Donald's. Or, West Coast gets Whack-Donald's, East Coast gets Knack-Donald's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's how, I think it's big boy is on the West Coast, Hardee's is on the East Coast.
Let's trademark this now.
On part of the East Coast, because we don't have
a... I know, no, I got to go to one.
Besides veggie burgers?
That sounds dumb.
Besides veggie burgers, we have to sell nothing but spaghetti. In honor, Mitch Hedberg.
Okay.
Okay.
They're actually kind of neat, because when you walk in, they just have a bench for you to wait on after you order your food. They literally tell you, all right, now go sit on the bench and we'll call you. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but it was kind of neat.
That's weird.
They give you like the table topper even when you're taking out.
I still want to go to a Jack in the Box.
Yeah, because they have tacos.
And we get commercials for them all the time.
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
I don't know why.
The nearest one's like an hour and a half away.
It's even that close?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I think it's in like southern Delaware or northern.
Far as shit. It's stupid.
Maryland? Because I stopped. There's a Hardee's right near my one client when I had to go to Maryland. So I'm like, I'm going to get Hardee's because I've never fucking been there before.
And I need a heart attack today.
It wasn't bad. It was the first thing I'd eaten all day too, so... that helped.
That's always good when something horrible is the only thing you've eaten all day, because even then it tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I reserve.
Jack in the Box is permanently closed. Never mind.
I was going to say, I think the closest one is like Texas.
North Carolina.
Literally, I just Googled Jack in the Box and four of them show up in the U.S. and they're all permanently closed.
All right. That's not...
Yeah, because they're the place that has burgers and tacos, right?
I have no idea. It's the golf ball face man.
Wait, is that or is that in it? No. In-N-Out is.
Oh no, In-N-Out is like In-N-Out Five Guys.
No. It's Jack in the Box. In-N-Out was like Five Guys.
Yeah, it's like burgers and shit and super fresh.
Which is why there was like a little while ago there was
tacos at Jack in the Box.
People kept floating around this article about an In-N-Out opening in Seaside, and people like, oh, In-N-Out's coming to New Jersey, but it was Seaside, California.
I remember that from a few years ago.
I think like every summer someone finds it and is like, oh, look, it's happening, and it's the same article, and it's like, no, this is the Orange County Times. Like, what are you doing?
It's so also from like 14 years ago.
The closest ones look like they're like in the border between North Carolina and South Carolina, but there's 30 of them.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay.
And then there's some in Indiana. There's 8 in Indiana.
Road trip?
There's 246 Texas and Louisiana.
Is there one in Indiana? Like, the ones in Indiana, does it say where they are? Like,
I can like drill down into them, but...
Because like, if one's near Indianapolis, we go to Gen Con next year.
Well, I want to do that.
They are all but two of them look like they are in Indianapolis.
Okay, well, there we go.
Let's do it. Gen Con.
Gen Con.
There's two in Cincinnati.
Just
17.
Gen Con 2016 / Jack in the Box trip.
Yeah.
2017.
All right, let's get that on Kickstarter.
They're in kind of a circle.
GoFundMe so that they could fund us to go.
GoFundMe Gen Con / Tom's not going. He hates board games.
Well, I mean, everybody else.
Okay.
I want to go just for Jack in the Box.
No.
No.
Yeah, it's fine. No,
we'll,
no. It's
we'll
fine.
FedEx you some Jack in the Box. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll freeze dry.
We'll FedEx overnight use
no,
Jack
no, no
in the
freezing.
Box.
Imagine
how bad that would be.
In a box.
You know what? With all the preservatives, it'll be fine.
A FedEx overnight.
No, when was the last time you had a McDonald's burger that was like 3 hours old and it was fine?
Well, when I worked at McDonald's, if we were wasting something that was over its time, it was going in my belly.
What is over its time?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask.
Like 8 minutes?
Half hour.
Yeah, I'm talking.
That's it? That's like, nothing.
Well, no.
Best case.
It was like if we pre-made sandwiches
and
put them in there.
Yeah.
Like if they were pre-made for a little too long, we would actually have to throw them out. I would say it was my manager mailing out eat it. Because I'm like, I'm not wasting this
shit. Because by the time you worked there, you couldn't just eat the waste. You actually had to, like, dispose of it.
Oh, we weren't allowed to eat the waste. I'm doing air quotes, everybody. No. I love how I put the air quotes
closer.
Wait,
you weren't allowed to eat it, so you had to mark it out as your free meal for the day?
And we weren't allowed to eat waste.
Right.
So we would have to throw it away if we counted it as waste.
Whereas, like, 2 years before he started, at the end of the night, the managers used to just let people take all the food that was left over home.
Yeah, so that's the leftover at the end of the day. During the day, if we were getting rid of something, we would have to throw it away. So I would just grab it and I would mark it instead of marking it as waste, because it costs more money to mark something as waste than it did to just run it as a manager meal.
Okay.
So weird.
I don't understand that, but... Would that then be your only meal?
Oh, no. I would eat all throughout the day.
Okay. And I was about to say, like, we're going to throw this out. Let me eat it instead.
Like, if we were transitioning...
my only manager meal today.
If we were transitioning from at 11 o'clock, going from breakfast to lunch, I would grab a breakfast sandwich, eat it real quick, and mark that down. And at the end of the day, I would ring in all the stuff I ate.
But still, back to the FedExing food.
Yeah.
You're saying about 30 minutes to an hour. Best case scenario, overnighting fast food from another state, at least 8 hours.
All right. What if we get like a courier to drive it out to you instead?
In a hot box. In a hot box.
Right, yeah, I think I'd be okay with that just because that would be ridiculous.
Right, right.
But how much would that cost?
GoFundMe. Let's find out.
We got this.
I mean,
I think it would actually be more expensive to
Uber.
Do that than to just have me go to Indianapolis.
I'll set up an Uber from Gen Con to you, and we'll see how long it will take.
All right, we need a delivery from Indianapolis.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Domino's, I think it's Domino's or Pizza Hut, has those oven cars.
Yeah.
We order
aren't
pizza
real?
From there. No, they actually made them.
Are you sure?
There's commercials for them and stuff.
Right.
Like, I've seen the commercials, but I think that those are just like fake for the commercial.
You can't lie about anything on TV. Everyone knows that.
No, that's the internet.
All right. Damn. Have you seen the commercial on the internet? Walnuts?
Maybe.
No, I saw it on TV.
Well, then it's probably
fake.
No, because
he has premium YouTube, so he doesn't get ads anymore.
Yeah.
Me too. It's amazing. Fuck ads.
I need to sign up for that.
Yeah.
How much is it a month?
10?
It's like 10. I pay 15 for the family
Domino's
version.
Built a pizza delivery car with its own oven. This is in 2015.
It's on the internet?
It's on the internet.
Then it's real.
Almost a year ago, 10/21/2015.
Is it actually used, though, or is it just like one of those, like, hey, look, we did this.
We've got one of them.
I don't know. Engadget put it on there, so
okay.
It was the first site I looked at.
Listen, Engadget is not a reputable media source.
Yes, they are.
Okay,
there. It's almost as real as when what the fuck was it? When Final Fantasy 15, they announced the Regalia is a real car and you can get it.
The second paragraph, we only made
one of them and it's an Audi.
The second paragraph says this sounds like a one-off concept car. Is the first line, but still, there's at least one.
Unless they already decommissioned it and turned it into a pizza.
Turned it into
probably.
A pizza.
I would eat that pizza. Yep.
Like, who knows what's in their pizzas?
I mean, that is, it's just Domino's pizza.
All their stuff comes just in, like, prepackaged, like, portions, like Wawa meats and stuff. So they don't actually have to know how to make a pizza. It's just you pull a dough out of the freezer, you put it on the counter, and then you just, like, put the pre-measured stuff on top and throw it through the conveyor belt oven.
Yep. You have to know what order to put it in.
Nope.
No, because I think it's just in order on the...
It's on a sign.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
probably.
What's that? I was going to say, I thought all the ingredients were just in an order down the line. So
what if the person put it in the wrong order?
And then toppings.
Most likely all the toppings are in front of you.
Yeah.
Not in any specific order, but the people who work there know exactly
where
it all is.
Like, I just figured like first station was sauce, second station was cheese, third station was all the toppings.
First station is most likely sauce, and then it's whatever else after that, because I'm sure you can ask to have the meat underneath the cheese and whatnot.
So
find out. I don't know. I'm going to bet you say, can't get that fucking cheese. Specific with
you
Domino's.
You can order cheeseless
and tell them
like
to draw a kitty cat in the box. But
yeah, I mean, cheeseless
anybody
is different
pay than... I'll order it if you guys pay for it.
Yeah, I'll pay for it, sure.
He won't but, really. Like,
so
he paid me to take care of his cats. I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It. I'm surprised he didn't just like tell you to do it and then be like, you can come play PlayStation VR when I get home.
That was the op. That's honestly, that's what I was going to do. But I was just like, no, let's get money. I'm like, man, it's fucking Richie. What's he need money for? Fucking
man, if I would have known that, I would have washed your cats for
I
you.
Know, right? Shit. I wouldn't have let you in my house, though.
That hurts. I know how to take care of a cat.
Yeah.
I almost had that delivered to mom and dad's.
He's actually ordering a fucking pizza.
Great.
Do it. Just send one to mom and dad, too. Dad would be like, I'm trying to fucking sleep. I want fucking pizza.
You do it, but then you have it pay at door, not pay out.
Yes. It's so messed up. That's the way to do it.
This might take a while because I actually have to like set everything up.
Good God. Anyway.
I've never ordered from Domino's. Well,
no one should. So
I used to
do
it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those. You order it when you just want a quick pizza that you don't have to talk to anybody for.
But it was $5. Yeah. It was badass. Now it's like $7 for that one. Fuck it.
Plus, now that they're no longer Domino's Pizza, they're just Domino's because they do all that weird shit.
I've not had it since.
Oh, man,
you got
some real color going on.
What, my eyes? I just rubbed my face.
No, your face. Yeah. When you took your glasses off, I could see the tan line.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's that Florida sun.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I only sunscreened Sunday morning and Monday morning, and then I said, fuck it, after that. And it worked out pretty well. I didn't get too bad. It wasn't in pain, which is nice, so I just got red.
That's risky, too, down there, because you never know.
Yeah.
Like, you could go out one day, and even when it's cloudy, you get sun poisoning all of a sudden.
I know. I was definitely afraid of that. But when you're at Disney, you spend, like, 75% of your time under shade in lines indoors. The rest of the time is just walking to the next ride. So it really wasn't that bad. Except for Hollywood Studios Day when we stood around watching Star Wars shit outside all day.
Yeah, but that's the best day ever.
That was the best fucking day ever.
I can't wait till the PSVR like Star Wars games.
Okay, so you can't... there's no option to tell it to put things underneath the cheese. Oh, but I'm sure you can type in... I'm not doing it. I don't need pizza.
Tell them to draw a kitty cat on the box.
I mean, I've seen that.
Yeah, that stuff they will do.
They will. I know. So, like, if they'll draw a kitty cat on the box.
Tell them to draw a reptar on the box.
Tell them to draw a pussy on the box. Reptar. See what happens.
Tell them to draw a reptar on the box.
I would. Next time.
We'll see if the guy draws a reptar.
D&D this weekend. We'll order Domino's.
Didn't you guys just play D&D?
No.
I haven't played D&D in so long, and it's driving me nuts.
It's getting hard to keep track because now Richie's playing another game.
I know.
Game.
He's an asshole. Didn't invite me to play.
I'm pretty sure I invited you.
I'm like 98% sure you didn't invite
you
me.
You don't even play a normal one.
So I would have played this one.
Yeah, maybe he just doesn't want to hang out with me and Eric.
I mean, that's reasonable, though.
Here's the thing. Vogel asked me if I have enough room for him, if I could bring him back to life, and I don't know how to answer.
Do you not have a plan for that yet?
I could bring him back, but I'm bringing Kwame in.
I thought you brought him in and then killed him off.
I introduced a character that was supposed to be him, but then since he wasn't showing up again, it wasn't him. So now he's going to show up again as his character.
And is it going to be lame? Are you going to write him in real lame this time? Because you wrote him in
pretty...
He's
going to be Aquaman, so...
He's still going to be Aquaman, so he's... Okay.
I don't know. We'll see what I'm going to do with him. But the thing is, like, now introducing two characters just seems kind of... It seems too convenient, so I don't know how I want to go about it.
Just wait until next session.
They could just be best friends.
Yeah,
fuck with Vogel and tell him, yeah, come on, I'll get you in this week, and then just never get to it.
Yeah. No, I actually have options. It's just I need Rusty and probably Vogel to show up early.
Didn't one of you say Rusty hadn't, like, been coming?
He'd missed the last two. And I actually wrote that into the last session where he wasn't there.
Have you like decided on like a if you don't show up for it without a good reason after three times I'm just gonna kill you?
No, I just people get busy, so
yeah, life, I know what it's like. Life happens. Yeah.
I mean, did Rusty have a reason for not being there, or did
he just had other plans? Oh. It's a busy time of the year for him. It's like my November, December. It's gonna be rough to fit everything in, but I'm gonna try because fucking D&D is amazing.
D&D.
Just start doing it over Skype.
Plus, we're in Jurassic Park Island, so it's amazing.
I showed everyone in my other group the map.
Yeah.
No one caught on.
No, because
nobody.
Which island are they on?
Shitty group. He's Lanuvar.
And I showed
him. In Elvish, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
We don't have an elf. Well, no, Rusty's an elf, but he wasn't there, so he couldn't read it.
Yep.
That's why you wrote him out.
Yep.
You dick.
Yep.
Do you normally play them if they're not there, or do you just kind of leave them in the background?
It depends. In the month before, we just kind of kept him in the background. He wasn't really needed. It was mostly conversational stuff, and people don't like his kind of character anyway. Or Druten's, for that matter, but we just kind of let that skirt by.
I've been trying to get him killed off, but...
We'll see. Why don't you just get... Hopefully, the wild magic happens to where you have to re-roll your luck and everything. Isn't there, like, a wild magic where you have to just re-roll everything?
No.
Listen, you're on an island full of dinosaurs. Just fucking get eaten by a T-Rex.
Oh.
There's one where I cast Resurrect on, or Reincarnation on myself if I die within the next minute, so the next 10 turns.
Okay.
And reincarnate, you don't necessarily come back as the same race.
Okay.
I would still be the same class and all, but I might not be a tiefling, which would then affect my, like, my bonuses.
Yeah.
But
dude, just get eaten by a fucking dinosaur. There's no more better way to go out.
Well, it's true.
We almost did try to fight dinosaurs last time.
No, like, so. Don't even try to fight them. Just, Drew, just literally go, I'm going to go play with that big sharp tooth.
Don't worry. I have plans. I just need... I definitely need Rusty to show up, and Fogel's going to show up, too. I'll have to text him. He usually shows up early anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you tell him to come, he'll get there
early. If I tell the two of them to show up early, they'll do it. So it'll work out.
I'm so mad I didn't think of this during our session when we had the raptors coming at us. I wanted to use my lightning breath just in the air and try to make him look like I was just an angry... dinosaur myself,
yeah.
Like derobe and just do that.
Oh man, if you tried to get the raptors to fuck you, that would have been hilarious. Well, no.
Maybe next time.
Try to not get them to fuck me, but try to intimidate them to where they turn around and run away.
Your
with
character.
Them not knowing that I can only use lightning breath once every eight hours.
With your naked dragon dick flopping about. Yeah, yeah. That sounds great.
You know, just trying to bring some fun.
Let's do it.
Just trying to bring some fun to the game.
For reals.
So did you assholes do anything this week?
I've done stuff lately.
I was in Disney World.
No one cares about Disney.
Well, everybody loves should. Disney.
There's so many cool stuff
Have
coming.
You played much PSVR? Or just a little bit?
A bit. Enough to, you know, I already played the kiosk demo too, so I have.
But you probably gotten to try more things than just what the demo allowed you to.
Yeah, yeah.
And you tried it a little bit?
Yeah, I played it.
You probably haven't touched it.
No, I haven't.
What an asshole.
Seriously.
I meant to go try it at the Best Buy of the game.
You could have just come to my house. You had one fucking job to play a fucking VR.
You had it.
We've been talking about the two of us had pre-ordered it for months. Where were you?
He wasn't here.
I know.
Neither was I.
No, you were here a couple times, but we talked about it.
Yeah, well... I mean, maybe I'll come over early on Saturday or something. We'll see.
Yeah, I am at the Harry Potter Festival on Saturday.
Okay.
So I don't know when I'm going to be home. But I have a baby, so I don't think I'm going to be out that late. So
that's in Chestnut Hill or something?
Yeah, I'm anticipating, if all goes well, we're going to leave pretty early and probably be back around 3.
Let me know.
So
I'll let you know when I'm over early and play PSVR. And also, I could log in and load up Overcooked and meet you,
sick.
Sarah, and Audra play Overcooked and yell at each other.
Yeah, why not?
Man, let's that's going to go terribly for somebody.
I only have two controllers.
I've got four. Okay. I can bring two.
That's fine.
Why do you have four?
Because I bought Overcooked, and it's awesome to play four player, especially when there's someone who doesn't really play games, and it's just like, nope, you're just in the way now. Move.
I'm betting Audra's going to get angry and just not want
to
play.
Well, she'll also have to stop every 10 seconds to take care of Gwen, so.
I'll come over and watch Gwen.
Okay.
All right.
I just won't change her.
You have to change her.
It's the best part of Gwen. Start.
She loves getting her butt changed. It's her favorite.
No, she doesn't. I've been there. She cries and she gets upset.
Well, then you have to console her and make her happy.
You can do that.
And kiss her tummy and tickle it.
You guys can do
and
that.
Play silly.
I'll just she run around with her.
Isn't she old enough to potty train yet?
She's getting there. Daycare's working on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. It takes some of that off of your plate.
Yep. That's the best part of daycare.
I guess makes sense because if you guys are both working 8 hours a day, that's 8 hours where you could be trying, but...
Yep. Plus drive time. It ends up being 9.5 hours a day where we get no time with her, so... Daycare is pretty cool with it.
That makes sense, because otherwise it'd be like, well, she just poops in her diaper all day, and then we try and get her to go on the toilet on the weekends, but it doesn't fucking work.
And she just yells at us like, ah! So, no, they're pretty good at teaching her shit, which is cool. Last week she developed a hatred for cups. Now she only drinks from a straw. She won't drink from a cup.
I mean, really, straws are
the
better way to drink.
They're the best way to drink anything. And Gwen learned that last week. I mean, she's been using straws and cups off and on. But last week, it was, nope. We gave her a sippy cup, and she's like, back off.
I was going to say, sippy cups aren't bad because you can't spill them. But it's so much effort to get the stuff out.
Yeah.
Like,
hers is pretty cool. It's called a 360. And you can drink from any spot on it. And it's leak proof. You can flip it over and nothing will come out. But you basically put your mouth on it and suck like a straw and it'll come out. So like she liked that, but then we ended up buying this little, it looks like a juice box.
It's awesome.
And you pop the top off and a straw comes out and it's a reusable, refillable juice box.
That's cool.
And she fucking loves it.
Where was shit like that when we were kids?
In the internet, which didn't exist. So that's where.
Creative people.
In catalogs our parents didn't want
to
get.
It's fucking people like from our generation are like, man, I would have loved to just have the same juice box every fucking day.
Seriously.
Oh, man, I can 3D print that.
Yeah. Exactly. I have to buy so many of them because she loves it. And I'm just tired of cleaning the one every day. If I get like six, I'll be good.
Well, it's pretty cool. So, Drew, what did you do?
I played the Dragon Quest Builders demo.
Oh, shit. I forgot that was a thing.
It looks fun, but not in the right way.
I didn't hate it, but it's not something I would pay $60 for.
Yeah,
it's Minecraft with like very specific direction.
Oh,
so it's like
defeats the purpose of Minecraft.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
like
quest based.
Yeah. It's quest based. The premise of the story is hilarious.
Yeah,
like I don't know if all of you know or not. What no. The
I didn't know. I didn't realize there
Dragon
was
Dragon Quest
story.
Usually goes for pretty good humor though.
So the premise is you are the only person left that understands building things at all.
Okay,
like you're the only one who knows how to put thing one and thing two together to make a third thing.
Okay.
And it amazes people when you do it.
It's pretty good.
They're like,
I remember hearing about that.
Wait,
now.
What? You built something? What is building?
That's so good.
And so, like, you know, you build the houses and whatnot, but they'll give you, like, blueprints for specific, like, buildings. So, like, a blacksmith shop will have certain specific things in it, and if you put all those in there, that's a blacksmith shop. It gives you bonus items throughout the day.
Right.
Here's a kitchen. It gives you food, blah, blah, and so on. You only get to play, like, it's like maybe an hour or two, I'm going to say, in the demo, and then once you get to the spot...
That's not bad, actually.
No, like, you get a good, like, idea of how the game works in that time, and, like, you get up to the point where... Like, you could go to a second area, and there would be different stuff, but when you try to go, and that's where it's like, oh, you've reached the end of the demo. You can keep, like, just fucking around and building more stuff in that one area, but I don't think you'll unlock any new recipes or anything. But it was interesting. Like, if people like Minecraft but want some direct reason to play, like, that would be it.
Yeah,
download the demo. You fucking might love the shit out of it.
Yeah, I saw like gameplay for it, and it looks goofy and Dragon Questy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Question:
is it multiplayer?
No.
Of course not. Of course. Not.
Well, I mean, I don't know for sure.
All right. Let me just. I'm downloading it right now.
I mean,
now.
The demo. Like I said, all I played was the demo, and I don't. You know,
like,
it just
the combat looked pretty not like.
It's a builder game,
depth.
Though, so...
Yeah, but there's a lot of... I mean, it looked like there was a decent amount of combat in it.
It would have to be for being a Dragon Quest game. It's got to have something.
I mean, might be some depth with, like, you might be able to make, like, fire weapons or something as it goes on, and those might be more effective against different enemies or whatnot. But, you know, it's just...
Yeah,
it's an action RPG combat.
There's combat in Minecraft, too. There's an actual, like, online PvP segment of Minecraft.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. All it is, it's just clicking.
Yeah. It is single player only.
Okay.
It looks like maybe...
That's kind of a bummer
to me. It looks
like
maybe multiplayer was talked about at some point.
Mm.
So maybe it's something that they'll, like, patch in.
Interesting, though. I had been interested in it because, I mean, it's Dragon Quest, which is fucking cool.
It looks real nice.
Giving,
it looks like Dragon Quest, too.
Yeah, just, giving those shitty squared games that, like, I have no interest in, just, like, that coat of paint, like Hyrule Warriors, like, oh, good, another fucking Dynasty Warriors games, but slap Zelda on it, and I paid for it for no reason, played it for 20 minutes and stopped, but... You gave it the right code of paint, and I'm in. So this might be the right code of paint.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Definitely try the demo.
I'm going to check it out. Dragon
like I said,
Quest
it looks real nice. It's Minecraft with directed goals and not blocky art.
That's kind of weird, but I'm into it. I'll check it out.
Like, isn't like some of the it's the like environment, it's like chibi blocky, stuff, right?
Yeah,
I mean, just not like, pixely. It's just everything.
Yeah, like yeah, everything you break will like break out a block, a square of ground, and like as you're building stuff, you build. It's square pieces that go out, but
like your characters aren't single blocks. No, together,
they look
stupid
like
looking
Dragon Quest characters.
Yeah, like I saw like when you zoom in on your character, it looks like a Dragon Quest character, like Akira Toriyama drew it.
Mm-hmm. Overwatch has their Halloween stuff going, and they added like a horde mode to it's,
like Gears of War horde mode sort of thing.
Yeah, like you're defending. It's on the icon like a. Halloween-themed version of the Eichenwald map.
Like, isn't that the one where you can only play, like, four characters?
Yeah, it's McCree, Soldier 76, Hanzo, and Anna, and it's one of each... You get one of each character, and you're defending, like, the big door to the castle in Eichenwald, and there's robots that will spawn, and then a couple of the other characters will spawn at set times. Reaper, who is... in his Halloween costume, which is like a headless horseman, so he's got like a big pumpkin head. Roadhog is like Frankenstein's monster. Junkrat is Dr. Junkenstein, and then Mercy is the witch, and she's got like a witch outfit and all. It's the easy is easy. I've never not beaten a try at easy. Medium is pretty rough. I've maybe completed a medium 3 out of like 20 times. Hard, I've gotten to the first Reaper fight 3 times and we've gotten wiped by Reaper. The hard is fucking hard as shit.
So maybe you should stop sucking at the game.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
But it's pretty cool. Like, that mode's pretty cool. The Halloween skins are all really awesome that they put in.
Because isn't that just one of the, like, the weekly...
Yeah, except that's running for this whole month till November 1st.
Neat.
So... it's there to try when, if you have it.
I generally like when the Halloween events in games are usually pretty fun. I'm kind of... I want to know what Destiny's going to do this year.
Do they normally do something?
Yeah. Well, the first year was... it was the first year was stupid.
Yeah, they just had like the screen
thing. They just gave you items. It wasn't really anything special. The second year was quests, and the quest rewards were masks, which could be upgraded to like... legendary and then exotic style masks for no reason. It was kind of goofy. Some kind of I want to know what their Halloween stuff should start next week.
Did you get it? You got Rise of Iron, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
Yeah, and no. Like,
it's Destiny.
A lot of the like I kept saying like they were it was getting good review scores, but when you actually like look at the reviews, mm-hmm. it's just like it's the same thing it was before.
It is a ton of mediocre shit that for whatever reason is way better than the sum of its parts. Like, it's just it's a new area that's okay. It's six missions that are okay. It's, you know, a new strike that's okay. It's a new like stuff that's okay.
Did the raid come out yet?
Yeah, the raid's out. The hard mode I think starts tomorrow. Like all that stuff's really good. And like the raid, the new strike's actually like pretty cool. Like the new structure for light level is really good. It works out really well and has been revamped again now for the hard mode version to where everything's even easier to get than it was yesterday and the last couple weeks. So I'm glad I missed a week because I'd have wasted a whole week trying to get even higher. So
is it
I'm kind of glad.
So like Taken King felt like a different game.
Yeah.
Does this just more feel like it's a placeholder waiting for Destiny 2 to come?
No, it feels like it's an advancement on Taken King. Like, it takes... The thing is, the biggest change that I've noticed came in April of this year, not with Rise of Iron. But because I haven't played since fucking January, I'm just now noticing this change. And it's the light infusion was updated to where it wasn't... like a 70% increase. Like if you took a 200 light level item and infused it into a 100 light level item, you'd end up with a 170 light level item. That sucks because you just lost 30 light levels for no reason. Now it's 1-to-1. So a 200 into a 100 gets you another 200.
Okay.
Raises your 100 to a 200. So everything's 1-to-1. So with that change, that change came in April, but most people didn't really notice it until Rise of Iron. It's vastly better because you're not constantly going like, well, should I use this or should I not use this? It's now just like, this is better and I like this, so I'm making this one better because fuck yeah. And it's streamlined and super simple. and now they've made it. There was like kind of a hard stop at I think it's 350, which is where I'm at now. 350 to 365 is like really tough to get through, and they fixed that to now 365 is easy to get to, and then 365, as long as you're doing the right activities, 365 to 385 and then 385 to 400 are really easy to achieve. But the past couple weeks, it's been 350 to 65 is just a big pain in the balls. So they fixed that, which is cool, and then bumped it to 400 for the hard mode. But I don't think I'm going to get that high. I just want to get to the point where I can do the raid. You need to be 365 to get into the raid, and by the time I'm 365, everyone else will be 400, so they'll have no problem dragging me through. That's all I want to do. But yeah, I like it so far. Everything's entertaining, and the patches they've put through to fix the shit that people didn't like have been very nice and very well done and fix things in a good way. So it's weird. It's so weird because I wouldn't give it anything over a 6.
Yeah, I think the reviews are just like the other versions, like 7s, 8s, and 9s, yeah, depending on the outlet. And it's one of those, like, no place seems to... They're giving it good reviews, but it's not getting, like, good reviews.
It's not, it's not taking King levels of greatness, but it is...
And really,
it's more stuff.
If you really look back on it, was Taken King great, or was it just Destiny was so disappointing that when you got Taken King, you're like, oh, this is what I thought it was going to be?
Same argument for Diablo and Reaper of Souls. It's entirely your outlook, you know? It just made the game closer to what it should have been, which in terms, I mean, depending on who you are, makes it great or not. So I thought it was great. And I still think this is very entertaining. Downside is all of the, like, new daily quests send you to the new zone almost exclusively, or there's like weekly quests to go to the new zone exclusively, and it's like, well, I've been here
so
how many times in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Is the new zone just another part of Russia?
It's like two areas from old Russia, or like the original Russia, and a couple new zones, and it blocks off all the rest of the stuff behind a snow wall, because apparently you can't move snow.
Nope.
I don't know. Whatever.
No, not when you have fucking flying hover bikes.
Yeah, but it's all the new stuff is hidden through a broken wall. So when you go to the original Russia, like, they have the two versions concurrent. So you can go to the original old Russia and the new old Russia, and it's the new one is basically, hey, you're dropped in this spot, and you can go through this wall that's been broken, and this way for people who aren't up to that level of shit can still play the old stuff, which is...
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's kind of neat. It would have been neat to see the whole thing done over, but...
So it's almost like what WoW did with Cataclysm, where, like, they... All the zones are still there,
okay,
but they physically altered them because a magic dragon came out of the ocean.
Yeah, I remember that.
Expanded everything, and...
Yeah.
Like...
It's, yeah, the old... This stuff is... Like, the original Russia stuff is still there, and then now there's this other part of Russia that's like two zones from the old version and then a bunch of new shit that you can't get to from the old one. So it works out well, though.
Yeah. Do you do anything else, Drew?
Nah, mostly just I tried that Dragon Quest demo and a bunch of Overwatch last
week. I figured it was just mostly Overwatch for you.
I started downloading... I downloaded the... or I'm downloading the Pokemon Sun and Moon demo, but I didn't have a chance to try that out yet.
I guess people already, like, got that file and extracted the entire new Pokedex out of it,
because
that's what people do now.
Yep.
No more reason for surprise.
Well, I mean,
when
it comes to the Pokedex, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm against, like, strategy guides and things like that, but I'm for guides for Pokedex.
You know, though, I want to see, like, the starter. I want to see what that turns into while I'm playing for the first time. Like, I want to hit level 12 and be like, oh, that's weird.
I don't mind having it just to learn where things are and when they evolve and how far I have to bring them up and if they evolve. But yeah, I don't want to know exactly what everything is, but...
But see, all they did was data mine the actual Pokedex out of the game. Yeah. So they don't know, like, where anything is or whatnot. It's just
the images.
Here's what
of every
single Pokemon is and what it looks like. It's one of those things. It's like, why? Like,
because it's the internet.
Yeah.
Everything has to be, you know, ripped. And, you know, and not even all of these, all of them might not even be in the game. You know,
yeah, it's just
data
mining.
Yeah, it's all in the demo data.
It's in the information, but it's shit happens with Destiny all the time, and I'm sure even like fucking
every game.
With WoW, we had the orange fucking sword 3 years before it was actually usable in the fucking game.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing.
I mean, everything's like that. If you look at like some of the games that they used to like pull like assets out of like for PC, it's like, oh well, it looks like they're gonna patch this in.
Mm-mm.
That was never intended for the game. It was just somebody had thrown it in during one of the beta builds, and it's like, oh yeah, no, this doesn't work. Let's just we just pull the code out and you leave the assets because it's more of a hassle for them to go find the fucking asset than to just comment out the code.
Happens all the time. So
that's like, I think in the original Pokemon game, like, the reason that Missing No happened was because of like some error where they deleted certain Pokemon and renumbered them, but their data didn't get deleted. Because like certain things were supposed to have evolutions or like pre-evolutions that didn't in the original game.
Yeah, that's how Missing No was.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was something
weird
like
that. He was originally coded in the game, and then they removed it, and then just didn't remove it all the way.
Yeah, like, they removed it from the game, but they didn't remove all the code for it, so it still existed, but it had no number or no, like, data assigned to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, like, a Kangaskhan evolution or pre-evolution.
I think that's, like, the rumor.
There's no official...
Part of the rumor is
I think the people that like have too much free time that like dug into it, they found out like that's where the code looks like it would have fit in the list, but doesn't actually mean that was what it was. It might have just fit before or
I think
it.
Nintendo just needs to make Missing No official. Let's just do it.
I think they just need to go through and all the fucking crazy fan theories, they just need to fucking approve.
Yeah, seriously.
Or just checklist all yes or no and be like, okay, no,
real,
but here's
not real,
why.
Real, not real, yeah.
This is
because, like, I like the theory that Gengar is Clefairy's shadow because they're the same shape and size and everything.
Huh.
Like, if you look at their stats, they're the exact same size,
yeah,
and Gengar has the same body shape, but he's a shadow.
Huh.
And I think his type in the first game was Shadow Pokemon.
Shit.
And then
I never saw that.
You have Ditto is the failed Mew experiments from the island when you read the journal.
That's the only one that makes sense.
Yeah, because he's the same color as Mew. He can turn into everything, and thus he can use every move.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then what was the other one? It's the depressing one that Cubone is the baby from Kangaskhan, and its skull is actually its mother's skull.
Yeah.
And just because it doesn't grow up as a Kangaskhan, it evolves differently.
I think that one's a little debunked.
Well, now that they're doing the weird shit where, like, if you're in Hawaii, your fucking shit turns into different stuff.
Yeah, that's a little odd to me.
Did you see the Aloha Mr. Mime?
No.
It's like if a Mr. Mime was a tourist in Hawaii.
I'm looking it up.
I'm pretty sure he straight up has a camera in the picture I saw.
Oh, does that mean he looks like the Joker from The Killing Joke? Because that would be fucking awesome.
No, it just looked like sunburned, like, tourist Mr. Mime.
Oh, God.
Did you find it?
I think so. I don't know.
I think, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. He has a fucking camera.
Yeah.
And a drink.
And he's got the fucking sunscreen
fanny
on his
pack.
Nose.
I didn't notice he has a fanny pack.
Fucking fanny pack.
This isn't real.
Oh, God, I hate it.
I don't...
It's from the anime.
Maybe
it's just...
It's somebody... Because not the art that they would have used. This is real. I can tell that that's not the real. Like,
yeah, I don't think that's actually real.
No.
The anime hasn't gone there yet because that's the new season with the new drawings that everyone was like upset about the way that they were doing the art.
Okay, Mr. Mime's creepy. I'm out of here.
He is. He's like the worst.
Wallace, what'd you do?
I played some more Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah. You see that.
I seen the announcement for the expansion.
Are there any details other than that video with the lady and all the cleavage?
I actually haven't even watched the video.
She's got so much cleavage, dude.
Yeah. I think it's funny that, what was it, last week you were just saying, like, yeah, they'll probably announce an expansion within the next 6 months, and...
Yeah.
Here they announce it, and it's coming out within the next 6 months.
I think when we were recording, I kind of knew that there was a Final Fantasy 14 event going on in Vegas. W actually went to it.
Yeah, I saw him posting from it.
And
wow, what a loser. Anyway, go ahead.
And yeah, so I think I knew that there was something going on. And I'm honestly surprised it's this soon. I mean, it's been a year and a half now.
That's not soon.
Which, I know it's not soon, but I mean, we're just reaching patch 3.5.
But I mean, that seems pretty.
WoW churns them out every year.
I know. I'm just saying
every two year cycle.
Okay. I believe 2.0, which was A Realms Reborn, which is the one we all played.
Yeah,
made it all the way up to like 2.7,
sure,
or something like that. Where this is like 3.5. Like
there's still 6 months to go.
Yeah, a few months, and there's at least one more patch.
So generally, it seems like, and it seems like Final Fantasy did the same thing, and I know WoW does it this way. It's year and a half, announce the next expansion. 6 months later, give or take, is releasing it.
I think they have the release date
right before that. like a month before it releases, you release like patch 4.0 or 5.0 or whatever.
It says early summer.
It'll be patch 3.6 is what will come out, and it'll wrap up the story and give you the cliffhanger to have to have.
3.6 should be December, no? November, December?
Well, then maybe it'll be 3.7.
Right. No, I didn't mean that.
3.7 before the next one.
They'll literally release the patch for the game right before the game actually launches.
Well, yeah. That'll
that's
be
what
like
4.0
well,
will 4. Come 0. Out in like
that'll
May,
be 4.0.
And the game will launch in June.
But what I'm saying is, like, there was an actual endpoint to A Realms Reborn, and there was a cliffhanger ending that made you, like, feel like you had to watch, had to get the next one. Where we're at now with the end of 3.5, which is what just came out, I just finished it last week, there, I'm like, you know what, I'm satisfied, that I don't need more, but if they can give
it's
me
coming.
Some next to yeah. make me want more.
Yeah, so you didn't watch the trailer, though?
I haven't watched anything
It
yet.
Looks like ninjas to me.
There's been ninjas already.
It's weird.
Ninjas
they're
came
like
out-
super monks then.
Ninjas came out and during A Realms Reborn.
Are there monks?
Their monks were...
Are there super monks?
Yeah, weren't monks one of the original classes?
Monks were one of the original classes.
These people, they fight hand and fist. They, like, zip all over the place. They punch each other a lot. That's really all it shows.
Was it like, referencing, like, a new class, or was it just showing stuff?
It's just two people beating the crap out of each other.
They might
sparring,
just be general monks.
But it's showing... It also shows, like... It looks like a new location to me. I haven't played in so long.
Probably.
But it shows... It looks like... To me, it looks like kind of like a riff on Wutai from Final Fantasy VII, where it's got like the big, like Asian style statues.
Okay. Yeah,
they're actually fighting on the hand of a giant statue.
Yeah,
and it shows like the pagoda towers and stuff around it. What?
She was a ninja a thief.
Yuffie, she was a ninja.
That's what I thought.
So she had shurikens.
Right. Because I know like every one of those characters kind of fell into a class, even though they weren't actually like class space.
She was ninja because shuriken was. That's what Shadow had.
Well, didn't she also have the ability, like, initially she got throw, and that's what ninjas always had.
She had throw and steal materia.
Yeah, she had the materia, yeah. She's a ninja thief, but yeah. Which is, they go hand in hand.
Anyone can do whatever the fuck they want in this game.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
But that's what it looked like to me, though. But yeah, that's why I was like, I thought ninjas had been introduced already. I remember you saying that before.
Yeah, they were introduced during 2.0.
And I was like, I know monks are in it already, so it's kind of weird, because they don't really give a whole lot away.
They focused a lot on, in Heaven's Ward, a class called, or a character who was the Azure Dragoon. He was a Dragoon, so he,
just a badass dragoon.
Yeah, he was an awesome dragoon, and they were dragoons is what they trained in the main town.
Yeah.
Of Heaven's Ward, because dragoons were made to fight dragons.
Right.
And it was a lot of dragon war stuff.
Right.
It's
which
the whole,
it wasn't so hard to play PV like a damage dealer in that game.
Oh, it's a lot easier now.
Yeah, I watched him. He queued up for something the other day.
Yeah.
He hit the thing. He's like, it'll probably take about 30 seconds. And as he clicked it, he was already in it.
Yeah, they've sped up queue times. A lot of the later... Because there's so many new, like, different dungeons. The longest wait time I had was it a half hour? Maybe? And that was a lower end dungeon roulette.
So I wanted to be Dragoon so bad, but it was so difficult to do back in vanilla. Because it was just...
I used to play.
That's why I had to be a healer.
We were talking last time. Like, I kept playing Scholar, even though I didn't want to, because I could get into a dungeon in 15 minutes instead of 3 hours.
Yeah,
I mean, I know you're not going to come back if you wanted to. At this point, I have a tank and a healer. Shahed's back. Fleming plays.
Did you guys all change server though?
No. My buddy came back to the server. He left. His account got hacked. And he lost all shit, so he left the server and joined a new server. And then when I jumped back in, he came back, and he joined my guild. And then just stuff happened, and he pretty much felt abandoned from the guild and left the guild.
What a queer.
He's
a weird guy.
He's a weirdo. But yeah, so they make queue times a lot easier, and I'd be able to power... rush you and things. You have
it's a commitment, so I don't know if I can do it.
And you would have so much to catch up on.
I don't care.
Did you ever get all your Dark Light gear?
Yeah.
Okay, I know I didn't get all of it because I just got bored with running the same dungeon over and over.
I didn't get all of my. I think I had all my artifact too.
Darklight gear you now get from drops.
Nice. Yeah.
If you run, remember the original three dungeons you could run at level 50?
Yeah, Wanderer's Palace and then the two.
Yeah,
others.
All three of them that I all did a million times.
If you run them, you can get Darklight gear as drops.
I remember Wanderer's Palace because that was the one that I always ran because it was the
fastest
quickest
one, yeah.
And if you had a good tank, and I was usually the healer, we could get through it with like minimal battles and within like half an hour tops.
Oh, 20 minutes, easy.
That's why I said half an hour, like tops.
I would DD in that shit as a scholar because the fairy could do everything. It was so fucking easy.
Yeah. We talked about that a bunch last week.
So easy.
Yeah, it was,
I used to volunteer to do like the stupid shit because I knew that like.
Yeah.
I didn't trust the damage dealers to do it. The tank couldn't.
Yeah.
And I knew my fairy could just heal. So I'm like, I'll be the person that gets hit with that. It's whatever.
Yeah. And remember like, that shit.
I remember I ran it once with like the same tank like five times in a row. And the dude was nuts. He would pull the entire thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, just keep healing me. It'll be fine. And
yeah.
That's what happens now generally. If you're running one of those lower ones, because like they have the roulettes now. It's expert roulette, which is only two of them. But you run that once a day, it's no big deal. Then there's a level 60 roulette, which is everything from that you could get once you hit level 60 and on. And all the experts from before that move down that aren't expert anymore. So every new patch, they release two expert dungeons. And the two from before now go down to level 60. So you have the expert dungeons, the level 60 dungeons. And then there's all the level 50 dungeons from the second you, from once you reached 50 in A Realms Reborn all the way to the end of Realms Reborn content. So it's like there's just so much to do with
right.
it. Like, I don't even remember where
it was.
I was
just impressive at that point because this was in the first 3 months of the game.
Yeah.
Where like there was a good chance you were going to get in a group with a tank that didn't know what tanks were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And like the fact that this guy was good enough that he could hold the damage of an entire floor with everyone attacking people.
Yeah.
And, like, he never lost, except for the one time where, like, you know, somebody would do something stupid and, like, aggro too much.
It's usually me by accident.
Yeah. Well, because every once in a while you get that person who didn't, like, they targeted the wrong thing and started attacking the wrong enemy. Like, otherwise, like, the dude held everything on him. And It made it so much quicker to clear it because you would just get a big group in, like, one area. Everyone would just bombard them and then you'd be done and on to the next room.
Yeah. That game was fun. Anyway.
There's still so much content I haven't even gone into yet. I've been focusing on upgrading my weapon, so I'm not really too worried about the other content too much, but I do want to get back into Alexander because I'm on the second Alexander quest. I haven't even, and they have the third just released raid. And I still haven't done the last of their Void Arc, which is the big boss is Diablo from 8.
Diablos.
He was actually in it in a previous dungeon.
Yeah.
And they make comment of that.
He's like, wasn't he in 7-2?
No.
What was the summon that you got in the sunken ship?
Hades.
Yeah.
Hades, yeah.
I knew there was some
Hashtag nerds.
Yep. Nerds.
I loved Hades. That was such a cool fucking summon.
Especially because it was one of those ones where like you could totally fucking miss it. So when you did actually get it, it's like, that's fucking cool.
Everyone, it's funny because like when you look at Final Fantasy 15 and things people are requesting, everybody's like, get fucking Doom Train in there, Doom Train, dude. I'm like, fuck that, Hades.
I don't know, Doom Train was
Doom Train was rad, but fucking Hades.
Wasn't Doom Train just status effect?
Yeah, Hades the same thing. I mean, it did damage too.
I was trying to remember because I only ever used Doom Train like a couple of times because it wasn't super useful.
No.
But it was just fucking cool to use.
Yeah. Wasn't it damage that the and status? One?
No,
that was Eden.
Eden was.
I mean, Doom Train was long-ish, but not.
Eden, you could just literally like tap the boost button basically as slow as possible
and still
max it out
and mess up four times and still make it.
I remember, you were using like Eden for like the second or third time and you were just purposely messing up. You would get to the end, you were at 249 and like, oops, and then still do it again. Because
otherwise you had nothing to do for the 5 minutes the fucking thing ran.
So bad.
Which was longer, Knights of the Round or Eden?
I think Eden,
Eden by far.
Eden, fucking Knights of the Round was a long summon.
It was, but Eden was so much longer.
Did it just feel longer?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if they throw in Doom Train, because They threw in Knights of the Round on the last one.
In 14, you mean?
Yeah. In 14, they threw Knights of the Round in Heaven's Ward. That was the final boss. Was pretty much... You fought the king, and his ability was Knights of the Round, and there was like seven knights or whatever that came in and joined.
There's supposed to be 12.
Well, that's probably what it was, then. I don't remember. But they're introducing... We talked about this last week. They're finally introducing a mega weapon, which is something they hinted at probably... In very early Realms Reborn updates.
Didn't they add Gold Saucer, like, patch, like, 2 or something?
Gold Saucer was added just before Heaven's War came out.
So is it in a desert like it was in 7?
It's in the desert.
Man, I hope they add Ruby to it someday. Like, even if you can't fight it, if there's just that red fucking tentacle, like, waggling.
You have to be able to fight it. They need to put it in there.
Or, like, a world boss?
They need to put it in there and say nothing about it. And then just, you know, certain conditions are met somewhere on the server, the motherfucker comes to life, and everybody has to kill that shit.
That'd be pretty sweet.
They could do a lot of cool shit with the weapons from 7 in that game, just as, like, triggered world bosses.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy that they made Odin an actual boss and not just a fate.
Yeah, that sucked. The fate. It was so dumb.
Odin was cool, though, because if your computer wasn't powerful enough, you couldn't even fucking see him.
Yeah. I saw him once.
I never did.
And my computer just, like, there was I was able to see him, and I was like, I'm not moving anything. I didn't even do an attack. Or I did, like, a dot, and I just sat there and watched.
I clicked on somebody else. And then targeted their target because I couldn't see him and I didn't know where he was.
So nice. Bad.
When I was like farming to upgrade my relic weapon originally, because you had to defeat all the hard mode primals to get your relic weapon upgraded. Yeah. The next part was Atma hunting. So you had to go and do fates in each area, and there was a 0.1% chance that they would drop or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I went to do Atma hunting, after they nerfed it and made it easier to get the Atmas, the first one I did was Odin.
Mm-hmm.
And I killed Odin for the first time ever and got an Atma at the same time. I was like, mission accomplished, I'm done, and I logged off.
Speaking of Odin, Final Fantasy VIII's Odin was fucking awesome.
I don't remember VIII.
He was the one where you had to go through the tower to get him, and then you had the 30 minutes or 50 minutes, something like that, and then you couldn't summon him. He would just show up sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. And he would just KO the whole field, except for that one fight against Cypher. If you had Odin before that fight, he'd come out, and Cypher would fucking just take Odin down.
Yep. And then you get Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh would pop up and take Odin's sword into his... Did he have 4 hands or 6?
4.
He would take it into his 4th hand, and then he'd have all 4 swords. Yeah. But just the fact that Odin
would
just come like galloping in the middle of a fight, like unexpected, and just
the fight would start. You'd be like, yes, good.
Especially if it was like a shitty fight, you didn't want to have to deal with.
They were
like,
all shitty fights.
Yeah,
fucking random battle bullshit. Good lord,
I miss the good old random battle.
Nope, not at all. They actually have the option to turn those off in the iPhone versions of Final Fantasy. Or the smartphone versions.
Do they have the things on the screen for you to be able to run into or something? Or do you just not get into fights?
You can just... Well, because it's all like... They make it accessible for mobile play. So you could literally just, you know, turn the game on and turn off fights. And then turn on and then just like hit a couple level up so your characters get more powerful. And then go and just do story mode.
Oh, okay. That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Because, you know, fuck random battles. They take forever. They suck. And... Ain't nobody got time for that.
The shittiest part about them is when you have to do it to, like, level up. Like,
right.
No matter grinding what game sucked. You play, like, there is no way to play through an RPG and not grind. Well, JRPG, and not grind for at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was one, I think it was Last Remnant. I restarted. I was at the end of the game, and I just restarted the entire game so I could level up properly. Because you could screw up and just rush through the game, but if you don't do everything else, like other stuff, you won't be able to gear up other characters and make potions while you're in the final dungeon. You won't be able to win.
You know, I will give Pokemon credit. I think it was the Diamond Pearl generation. They finally made it so that you got experience for catching. It might have actually even been the Black and White after that one.
I think it was Black and White.
But one of them, they actually gave it, like, you started getting, like, actual experience for catching Pokemon, too.
I almost feel like that wasn't added till X and Y.
Yeah, actually,
least Black and White had that. Because it was at least the generation before X and Y. But it was great, because for the longest time, it's like, all right, well, I'm going to catch all the Pokemon in this area, and then I'm going to stay here and fight them for 2 hours.
I I don't remember that, and I didn't play X and Y.
X and Y was in... Well, did you play Black and White?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
Wow, I swear it didn't get added till X and Y.
Man, it's a... maybe? It's just, I feel like it's been happening longer than that.
It's a thing that should have always been there, so your mind makes you think
X and Y was...
2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Four?
No, I think it was just three, because 2 years ago was Alpha, Ruby, and Sapphire, Omega Sapphire. So the year before that was X and Y, because we never got a Z.
What the fuck? Where's Z?
They, like, teased it because there is, like, a Z Pokemon in there. It's that Z Dragon dude.
Dumb.
But, yeah, we never actually got...
That'll be next year's version.
No, that'll... What is this one? Sun, Moon, and
That's
Jupiter?
That's this year. I mean, next year.
Yeah, so we'll get Jupiter, I guess.
Why Jupiter?
Because we already have Sun and Moon, so I just picked a random fucking planet.
It's not going to be Jupiter. It's stupid.
It's going to be Pluto?
Jupiter's stupider.
It'll be Earth.
I have Pluto, since Pluto's not a planet anymore.
Uranus. Yeah, like, why Moon? It's redonkulous.
It's going to be Uranus.
It's night and day. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
I actually believe, like, the versions are on opposite time settings.
Hmm.
It was Pokemon X that you get experience from catching.
Wow.
Yeah. So what?
I think, like, the day-night cycles run opposite times on Sun and Moon.
Shit. So then I need the one...
Like, daytime on Moon here, it might actually be nighttime in the game.
Yeah.
Assuming it has an in-game clock the way it should.
That's kind of cool.
Man, I like how, like, way back on the Game Boy Color, fucking Gold and Silver had a day-night cycle with, like, a built-in clock and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, like, two or three generations where they just didn't bother.
Because it was dumb.
Yeah. It's but like, now the system
I can't
has a
play
clock,
during
so.
The day, Nintendo.
Man, we were kids. Of course you could. It was summertime.
I can't now. I'm going to miss all those Rattatas.
It's all right.
I'm just going to be stuck
The Rattatas are out day and night.
I'm going to be stuck getting Ekans's.
Rattata's a ghost. Ekans's. Eradicate is a ghost.
I thought it was just like a steel or something stupid like that.
Eradicate's a ghost.
Rattata is not a ghost.
Ductrio has hair.
In his
hair?
Yeah, they have hair.
Yo, I kind of want the new one.
All Ductrio is it's ridiculous. It's just three Dittos hanging out.
Everything about this one is so ridiculous. I want the really tall Exeggutor or Exeggutor or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I want that shit.
Isn't
it's so
isn't
fucking
there like
dumb.
A Muk or a Koffing Aloha version that's just like rainbow colored?
Muk.
Yeah, then I need him.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I like, need Rainbow Muk.
Which makes sense because he's basically fucking an oil spill in the sun.
Yep. Persian looks like it has Garfield's head.
What?
Yeah, it looks so stupid.
Everything about these Pokemon sucks so
and
bad. I need
Exeggutor
it.
Exeggutor is just a fucking palm tree.
Yeah, he's a giant ass palm tree. It's so good.
I know Vulpix and Ninetales are just ice, so they look the same. They're just white and blue.
It's stupid.
The Meowth and Persian are like dark steel or something. Hmm. Weird.
They should have a cool version
Marowak
of Magmar
ghost
because of volcanoes.
Fire or something. They're just like, I don't know, fucking pick two types and put it together and make it work.
Figure it out
afterwards. That's right. Sandshrew and Sandslash are fucking ice now.
Oh, okay.
And Sandslash, his spikes that run on his back are just fucking ice. It's cool as shit looking.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
Find the fucking Ductrio. It has hair for no fucking... I mean, the Diglett has like a little tuft of hair. The Ductrios have like this like blonde hair.
Cast
it's
it.
So stupid.
Oh, it's so good.
That's amazing.
I mean, why? It's good. It's fucking great.
It's dumb as shit.
Stupid. I like that.
It's
like,
so good.
Got, like blonde, like surfer dude hair.
Yeah.
But it's not all surfer dude hair. The one guy looks like Fabio in the back.
Mm-hmm.
The one in the bottom right looks like he has a fucking bowl cut like fucking
no
I can't think of the who I wanted to
Three Stooges
Beatles. Yeah thank you
oh
yeah like he's just got like that bowl cut but it's like bleach blonde
yeah
and the other one has like a surfery do like it's all so wavy
dumb.
And like down
yeah I think chair. I want this one
so good.
I was like I'm on the I was on the fence I think I'm still on the fence
oh,
but
I'm
I kind of want it
getting it definitely
buy it for me
I barely have the money to get it myself.
I paid for you to watch my cats.
They made Jinx
and
you
didn't even do it every day.
I did it every day. I was there every day. I was there more than your mother was.
No.
Why did they give Vaporeon an
Bless
Aloha
you.
Form? It's already a water type.
Because
it's blue.
Now he's in tropical waters.
It looks
it's
kind
different.
Of the same. It's a lighter shade of blue and it's got pink on its paws and tail.
But now
I
he's,
didn't see
because
that.
He's adorable now.
Because now it's he's
okay.
The, he's, he's in the beach.
Yeah.
He's not just in the water.
It's just funny because you figure they already have just all the Eevee forms, so it's not like they can make like, oh yeah, this Eevee is a new fucking type.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they could. They're
well, no, I'm sorry.
Still...
Not a new type. Like they can make a new type Eevee, but they can't just go, oh yeah, Vaporeon's now an ice. Well, what about Glaceon?
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys.
We did all of them already.
Are there combination versions of Eevees?
Oh, fuck.
Not yet, no.
Are there really two different Pikachus, or is this just fan art?
What do you mean?
There's these two things. It's a fire dark Pikachu and an ice ground Pikachu.
That's real.
I doubt that. I don't know.
Like, they don't look real, but because it's Pokemon, they could totally be real.
I think the Aloha Pikachu just has on a hat. I think it has on, like, Ash's hat.
Did you see there's a ghost Pikachu Pokemon?
Yeah,
the coolest thing. It just wears the fucking costume.
Yeah. Because he wants to be cute. People
love it.
It's so good.
Yeah. Doesn't even want to be cute. It's lonely, and it wants people to love it the way people love Pikachu.
Yeah, it's so good.
I saw
Sarah wants a copy of the game just because that Pokemon exists.
Me too. Like, I saw it, I was like, I just want to
be its friend.
I was like, I am way more interested in this game because of that. What?
There was a girl cosplaying that Pokemon in New York.
Oh, it's fun.
Like, it was the only Pokemon cosplay I saw the whole weekend, but it was that thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You do anything else, Rich?
I fought with my PC all week.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
I had nothing but issues.
That's not worth talking about. No. PC sucks.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know if you knew. The reason it's right there is because the Wi-Fi card blew.
Yeah, sure.
So I had to, every time I tried to turn the Wi-Fi card on, or try to connect to Wi-Fi, it would blue screen death.
Nice.
So that's why it's down here.
Did you take the card out?
Yeah, the card's out.
Okay.
And it's hot. Well, it's now hardwired in.
Yeah.
Yeah. His is weird, too. It kept defaulting to... You know how normally when you plug a second screen in, your computer just defaults to duplicate screen?
Mm-hmm.
His defaults to, let's turn this one off and just have the one on.
Yeah.
We had to go into settings and actually set it to be on.
And now,
I have a weird... client at work is the same thing as pain.
Now, when I do the dual screens and I'm playing 14 on my TV, it like messes with the aspect of things and some of the icons move from the one to the other.
What?
Why don't you just unplug that?
Because every time it's plugged into the TV, it gives me issues. I hate PCs.
How is it plugged into the TV?
It's plugged in through the Switch
and via HDMI. HDMI. Weird.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to reformat it yet because of everything.
Is it plugged
into
your motherboard or your graphics card?
What's that?
Plugged into your motherboard or your graphics card?
Graphics card.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah. There's a good chance that like formatting it might fix whatever issues are going on.
That's what I do.
He gave me his copy of Windows 10.
You just need to back your shit up first, right?
Yeah, which he gave me a hard drive that I can do it on.
I had to reformat a computer today at a client.
I just haven't had the time to get that done yet.
It takes just enough time that you don't ever want to do it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not so long that you have, like, a good reason not to do it.
The reason I hate it is after I'm done, I then have to reinstall everything.
Yeah, that's
and
the
shitty
part.
And most of the shit's, like, automated. But the prime time for me to start reinstalling everything is, like, when Audra brings baby upstairs. Then I can jump and install Steam, Blizzard and fucking whatever other like game installer I need to install and just have them start doing games. But then when it's time to go watch TV 20 minutes later, I can't watch TV because everything's streaming off the internet that Blizzard and Steam are hogging. Oh. So I have to turn all those off and then back on afterwards. This is a pain.
So really,
butt.
Like the only thing you could do is like watch network television and hope that like, it's a day where there's something's on.
Yeah, which is gay as shit. So fuck it.
Gay.
So.
But yeah, no, that was
what'd you do, Christopher?
I was gonna say, you wanna just talk about PSVR now?
No.
That's all I did.
Alright.
I guess.
I watched TV too, but you haven't watched any of it yet, so.
I read four issues
of Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Good job, because the first four were really good.
Yeah, I guess.
I liked them.
I didn't overly love them.
Because I think
thought they were issues.
In the first, and maybe I'm forgetting because it's been like a year.
You were
and
telling
a half.
Me to read the first issue for so long.
Right.
And I read the first issue and I went.
Because there's a character they brought over.
Who?
Bombshell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was I didn't even think
but
about
see,
that.
That was exciting when I first read it because it was right after Ultimate ended. So it's like. Because we had both talked about how shitty it was that, like, Miles
Everyone's
actually had
dead.
A cool supporting cast.
Yeah.
And they're all fucking gone.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
But, like, he has his parents, which is cool.
Yeah.
Genki's there, which is all right.
Yeah.
But I was excited that Bombshell was there because she's actually an interesting character.
I didn't even put two and two together. Like, I finally get to the, like, the intro, like, she's in it in the issue or whatever. And I was like, oh, shit, Lana. And I was just excited to see her, but I didn't even think, like.
Was that the one where she comes up to his house and knocks on the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's, like, his grandma's yelling at him. Like, it's funny as shit.
She's. she's mentioned a few more times, but she only pops up, I think, one other time so far.
That's a bummer.
But it's because fucking by issue like 7, fucking Civil War's happening. Yeah. So it does that same bullshit that like keeps happening in the Marvel books where
it's good, it's and then it really has good. To focus on the fucking event.
Yes, yeah, so,
and then it's good again.
So there's the cool shit going on with his grandmother, kind of like his personal life is getting in the way of things.
Yeah,
and then it's like, oh well, yeah, we're just gonna end this story like in the quickest way possible because we have to tie this into Civil War because apparently Miles is supposed to be killing Steve Rogers in the future. That's what like Civil War showed. It's whatever. Miles is standing like holding Steve Rogers by the throat and he's impaled. So.
Okay. Sure.
But Steve Rogers is a bad guy now, so it's okay.
Yeah, but nobody knows that.
Yeah, but it's also the future that's not going to happen. So.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Because fuck Civil War too.
I don't even care.
But yeah, that is one of the few actually good books out there. There's a good... it's just... I don't know. Bendis writes that book very well. Like, the dialogue's really like fun and...
I've been going and buying things because I don't know if I told you guys, Brian, the comic book guy, actually reached out to me because I hadn't been there in so long. I have like $200 worth of comics sitting in my pile.
He actually mentioned that to me. He's like, I had to call Eric the other day because he texted me.
Yeah.
Well, he said called.
He texted me. That was huge. I got a text message from this guy doesn't know how to fucking use his computer, and he sent me a text message. Look. And I was like, whoa. What the fuck? I was at Sesame Place, and I got a text message from the comic book guy. It was a weird day.
We already know you guys are nerds. You're on first name basis with your comic book shop.
Why wouldn't you be? He gives you discounts if you are.
He's worried about you guys and all that stuff.
He's a cool guy. He just never shows up to any of the parties I throw.
Have you ever actually invited him?
I have invited him to every one of them.
Okay, well, I remember there was something that you were...
I even invited him to Gwen's birthday party, and he was a no-show. What an asshole.
I wonder if he just thinks that like you're just being friendly inviting him.
I think
him,
he
but
is,
don't really...
but I mean, I kind of am, but I don't care. Like, why not? If he shows up, he shows up. But yeah, no, I told him, like, I made a plan because the past two paychecks prior to vacation, I went and bought a couple things. I was like, look, here's a deal. I'll buy what I can now, buy what I can in 2 weeks, and I'm going to come back afterwards. I'm going to buy hopefully everything. We'll see what happens.
Have you dropped a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
Did you drop Iron Man's?
Yes. No, I haven't dropped Iron Man yet, but I'm going. I only have the one.
Oh, you never started picking up International?
No.
It's a shame. I really liked International, and it's already over.
Yeah, that's kind of like where I'm at. It's like, I have no reason to kill it all. I've got all the Iron Man's. Let me at least get the first issue with the girl, and I'll probably drop it after that, just because who cares. But I want both Thor's, both Spider-Man's. All the Star Wars books I was going to cancel are over already. So it doesn't matter.
Wait, is Poe over?
Poe's over. Poe is ending. I asked him, I was like, can I cancel Poe? He's like, it's got one left. I was like, keep it then.
Oh,
and
man.
Then same with Obi-Wan and Anakin. There was like one left, so I kept it.
Yeah, cause, well, I mean, that ended a while ago.
Darth Vader ends like next week.
Last issue was last week.
So it's like, whatever.
So it's you just have the ongoing now.
The four ongoing saga and...
No, I meant the ongoing Star Wars.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's, I think, six books is what
I got. So, four Marvel books, technically five with...
Mm-hmm. And Saga. I think that's all I got.
Yeah, I'm down to around the same thing. I also get Spider-Man 2099 because I like that book.
It seemed neat, but I couldn't put it in there.
But yeah,
oh, I think I still have Old Man Logan. Oh, no, I dropped Old Man Logan.
Yeah, I get 2099 and I get Nightwing.
Yeah.
And even then, I keep... Every time I go in to pick up Nightwing, I'm like, I kind of want to cancel Nightwing. Not because it's bad, just because it's twice a month.
You just don't care.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, I don't want this book two times a month.
Yeah.
But I have every Nightwing issue for the last 7 years, so I kind of still want to keep buying Nightwing.
That's where I am with Spider-Man, is it's like, I don't need this twice or three times a month every now and again. Like, I'm good.
Plus, the fucking Clone Conspiracy now is its own goddamn book.
I have to fucking get that now, too. It's like, just, I'm good. Just give me
one. The first issue was $5.
Fucking, of course it is. Of course it is.
And I guarantee the last issue is going to be $8.
That's not even a question in my mind. It's going to happen. Don't get into them.
What
at
did you
same
say?
Time,
I saw you post on Facebook that you said that there is, other than Walking Dead, there is
Power
one other
Rangers
book.
Crossover
Power Rangers
with Justice
crossing
League.
Over with Justice League.
Like, fuck, you know, yeah, that sounds so dumb.
I've read some of the power, like the all new Power Rangers book they're
doing. I heard it's good.
It's actually really good. Yeah. It's the original Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
It's this weird area between where Tommy first joins the team, but he's not like part of the team yet. Like, nobody's quite sure about him. So, like, whereas the show just kind of glanced over the fact that he tried to kill them all and now they're all just BFFs.
Yeah.
Like, the comic is actually showing that, like, you know, not everyone trusted him right away, and he kind of had some, like, residual effects from being under Rita's spell going on. So, like, it's been really cool, and it's...
I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, like, it's the original Rangers, but they have it set up in, like, present day, so it's not awkward to read.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really... It doesn't, like... They're not, like, all using cell phones and shit. So, like, they're dressed like they would be now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like they're running around, like, on their iPhones all the time. Right. Like, they still use communicators and...
Right.
Yeah. It's been a good book.
It looks neat.
Yeah. We get it for free from Boom, so...
VR.
VR. VR Troopers.
What?
How is it?
It's cool.
It depends on the game.
It's
really
cool.
Yeah.
It's the same exact reaction I had when I played it in Best Buy, like, 6 months ago. Four months ago. Whatever.
None of us here have tried the PC ones at all, right? Like,
I have.
Oh, you have? Which one?
Yeah, Oculus.
How was that? Like,
retail version? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A friend of mine got it, and he brought it to work. Uncomfortable, but it worked.
Like, the headset was uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard the Oculus is, like, the worst to wear.
It's got the three straps that go, like, a Bane mask over your fucking head, and it's really, it was tight and awkward. I had trouble getting my glasses into it. It was just...
Yeah, I heard the Oculus is weird to adjust to fit your head.
It's heavy.
And then, like, the PSVR is apparently the best feeling one to wear.
Mm-hmm. When I was wearing it, I didn't even realize I was wearing it.
Like, it's on.
Yeah, it's
all the weight is on your head.
Do you have
not
any...
falling off your face.
Do either of you have any issue with your glasses, or even without them, and getting it to actually get it close into your face that you don't have light coming from underneath?
I get a little light.
I was able to get it pretty much on point. I did see a little light, but it didn't throw me off.
Yeah, like, it wasn't enough to, like, ruin it, but I kind of just wanted that, like...
Yeah.
At least once I wanted that, just like, I want it all the way on my face so that this is just the world I'm in.
Just try to adjust it a bit more. Because I had it once or twice, I got it to like that sweet spot where it was like fully enclosed and it was good.
I have gotten it there like a couple of times, but it's not like I can't get it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those, if I have glasses on, mm-hmm. it's harder because then I'm like kind of forcing my glasses on.
Yeah.
If I have them off, I can feel my eyelashes brushing the lens.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening, like, I get warm wearing it. So then, like, if I'm not wearing glasses, the lens of the PSVR actually gets a little foggy at the top.
That's funny.
If I'm wearing my glasses, though, it's fine because my head's not, like, right on anything at that point. Like, the glasses give me that little bit of a buffer.
Yeah. You probably just... Maybe not as close without glasses.
Yeah, I mean, without the glasses, if I let that like little bit of light come through, it fits perfect.
Yeah.
But I tend to get a headache if I don't wear my glasses while I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my glasses, just, I guess because everything's a little blurry to begin with when you first put it on.
Yep.
The glasses are actually helping me focus better. Mm-hmm. So
it's really weird because when I did play Oculus, I did glasses on and off, and glasses off, like, depth perception's real.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything's fucking blurry, and I'm like, guys, everything's blurry. And they're like, well, you don't have your glasses on. I'm like, I know. That's fucking insane that my eyes and brain know to do that when the screen is literally an inch in front of my fucking face.
So,
that everything should just be there, but it's not.
When I played Job Simulator,
it's nuts.
I was standing in my living room with the back of my legs were right against my couch. Mm-hmm. So I had plenty of room in front of me.
I almost tripped over my couch playing Job Simulator.
Well, so like I'm standing there and like, facing forward, I'm facing like the wall where the phone and stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
So like the next pit is like in front of me towards the TV, and I'm like leaning and trying to look over the wall,
okay.
Like it's actually there. Like I'm actually going to like bump into something I move forward. I'm like, nope. This is VR. I can just walk and stand right in the middle of it.
And see, that's what got me is where the way I'm standing is facing the cubicle wall. Like it's. Facing my TV, there's cubicle wall in front of me on my right and at my back, and on the left is where all the objectives were coming up. So stepping to the left meant tripping over my chaise, the chaise lounge. So I did that at one point. It's like, oh, let me just, oh God, there's a chair there, but it's not really there. This is weird. Really weird, but
it's
kind of funny.
Those sort of like moments really make me want to try a Vive, mm-hmm. just because it's the room scale and you can actually move around a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like the PSVR, it's even the games where you're standing and you can move, you can't move a whole lot, or it just tells you you're out of the gameplay area.
Yeah, gameplay like, area is focused solely on the head.
Yeah,
which I think is kind of cool. I feel it's a little weird though.
It sucks sometimes. Though. Did you buy Batman?
No.
I'm not
spending $20 for an hour's worth of gameplay.
It's at least two. I got it.
It's an hour. Plus an hour worth of bonus material.
Yeah. I got
it. No, thank you.
Because it's neat. I want it to be Batman.
I'll be Batman for $8 in 3 months.
Yeah. That's the only thing I bought for it. So, but yeah, so I got that and I forget where I was fucking going with this. What were we talking about just a second ago?
So
I picked to play standing up.
Okay.
So like it tells you to look down and stand on the bat symbol. So I stand on the bat symbol, it goes fine. But then it tells me to adjust my head so that it's right in the frame.
Yeah.
But in order to do that, I would then have to take off my fucking headset and go up and adjust the camera.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, like, well, if I had it sitting, it's perfect where my head has to be. Mm-hmm. Standing, it thinks I'm like 3 foot tall.
Yeah.
Because it's like at my chest. So I just kind of went with it and just left it where it was.
Because
you can go in and adjust your belt height in it. So I just changed the belt height to make the belt sit where it needed to.
Right.
And it worked fine. But anytime that I did, like, if I raised my hand to do the bat grapple,
yeah,
if I actually raised it all the way up, it would just lose it. Right. So I had to like just kind of like do one of like off to the side a little bit and point it. I couldn't actually outstretch my hand.
Huh.
It was weird. Really neat though, just because you're fucking Batman and you're like perched on shit and you look down and like you look like you're, you know, 50 stories off the fucking ground. And
I do want to try that. You can just
reach down into your belt and just fucking pull a batarang off and chuck it at shit.
I'm gonna kill people with batarangs.
You can't. That's the worst part. There's one point where fucking you get Penguin and he's hanging in front of you.
Spoilers. Don't spoil anything.
I'm just saying. He's hanging in front of you. You can't fucking hit him. You got your two fucking hands right in front of you.
Yeah.
You hit the move triggers. He makes fists out of his hands.
Yeah.
And you can't fucking just punch Penguin in the face.
See?
But you can pick up a picture of him and throw it at Alfred.
Yeah, why not?
Like, fuck Alfred. I'm going to hit him with a picture. But,
sure.
And he doesn't even do anything. He just kind of goes, I think you forgot this. And he hands you a fucking key.
What a fucking guy.
The Batman's neat though.
I want to check it out.
Have you had any tracking issues yet? Like where the where it gets real jittery?
So the only time that I had a jittery issue was the only time I played it during the day, and immediately to my left is a window. So I'm more than likely attributing it to that. I haven't had a chance to test it again.
Yeah, like different games have given me different stuff. Like some of them, like I've literally had like issues where it just can't. It keeps like off centering me for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tumble, I think the game was called, where you stack. It's on the demo disc.
Yeah, I didn't play that.
You just
one.
Stack shit and you use the move controller to like pick something up, and you have to build a tower. It's neat, but it started doing the like it would just kind of shake a little bit. So then I couldn't actually place stuff because everything was shaking.
Yeah.
And as I'm playing, it's just slowly kind of moving to the left.
Right.
So when I was done, I was facing, like, at a weird angle rather than straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And turning my body around and holding the recalibrate button wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
I had to actually, like, turn myself, like, almost 180 degrees away from where I was and recalibrate to get it kind of centered.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, it was still mostly to the left.
Every now and again, it got weird. I was doing the that shark attack demo thing. I was like, let me just check this thing out.
Yeah, I did that one.
That's where it was jittering for me to the point where by the end of it, I was looking out the back of the cage. So I had to turn my whole body around and face my wall to see the front of the cage. I'm like, I don't understand why. And it's, again, I attribute it probably because there's a bright light with the window.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking, but it might have been, and he had an issue with the heist.
I was playing both, what was the first game I played, or that scary game?
Here They Lie.
Here They Lie, yeah. And at first, it wouldn't register me moving my head.
Yeah,
that was weird. Almost made me sick, literally, because it was just the TV moving, and it wasn't the character looking around. So, like, it threw me off and made me dizzy.
That was funny.
Until it actually fixed itself.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, like, 2 minutes later, it just clicked and everything was fine. I was like, that was weird. That was just weird.
But then playing the London heist, there's a part where you're in a van and guys are coming at you and you have to shoot at them. Well, for some reason, it was having me where if I'm looking straight, it would angle me out the side window. But it would still have my hand pointing forward out the front window. So I would have to reach over my body in order to shoot out the side window, which was
like
straight.
It was so weird.
But I was looking straight. So I couldn't. I was like, I can't do this. Like,
we tried the recenter. It didn't.
Yeah,
yeah, it seems like
the recenter.
The recenter is like hit or miss. Sometimes
every game
it works fine.
But it doesn't always do anything.
Yeah.
I know.
It thinks, for whatever reason, that you're in the position that you're in. It's like, but no, no, I'm in this position. I'm still looking straight at you. When I recenter, there should be a, this is what you look at straight. So, I don't know.
When I was playing Batman, every time I would have to turn around for whatever reason, I don't know why, because it has nothing to do, like, I wasn't crouching or anything, but it would, like, readjust the belt on, like, where it was on me.
Right.
So, like, there were times where, like, the belt was, like, up out my chest. So I would just be hitting my chest to grab batarangs and stuff. And then I would turn the other way around, and it would be back where it needs to be. So then I would actually be reaching down to, like, grab stuff.
Pouches.
Yeah, it was weird.
You're just Deadpool with all the pouches.
I didn't try it, but I know I watched the Giant Bomb stream when they played everything. Mm-hmm. And the Drive Club VR just drifted down the whole time they were playing it.
I didn't have that issue.
As he's sitting there playing it, you can watch him, like, just getting lower and lower in front of the steering wheel. Huh. And at one point, he just leaned to the left so that he clipped through the car door and drove that way, like he was Ace Ventura for a while.
Yeah.
Because recentering didn't fix it.
There's different views in that game, too, though.
Yeah, well, he was doing, like, the first-person view.
Yeah, I tried that.
They ended up, like, quitting the game, going back in, and then it seemed to stay stable.
Yeah.
But it was just weird to watch him just literally sink as he's driving.
Yeah. I played that demo. That game's disgustingly ugly.
Yeah, I heard it. Like, just from seeing it there, it just didn't look
good. Like, Drive Club looked so good. It played like garbage, but it looked good as shit. That was, like, the thing it had. And then Drive Club VR looks late PS2 game. It is so bad.
I know you just said that just the thing not moving right made you feel a little off. Did anything make you feel sick?
No.
The only thing that made me feel weird, not sick, was I played Rush of Blood.
I have no interest in that, but yeah.
Is that roller coaster
one? Yeah, that one looks so dumb.
I'll do and it was, next time.
I liked Until Dawn, like the actual game was really cool. This really wasn't.
No.
Because it's 100% on rails because you're fucking in a roller coaster thing.
Yeah.
And you just hit your move controllers are just two guns, which is kind of neat, but no.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the game is better than the demo, but the demo was boring as shit.
Yeah.
At one point, you have, like, an actual drop on the roller coaster. Like, you kind of go up a little hill, and then it's just fucking vertical drop.
Sure.
And my body must have been expecting that, like, stomach feeling.
Sure.
But it never happened. So, like, I just got this weird feeling in my stomach where, like, it prepped itself for that, but then it never happened.
That's funny.
Because otherwise, that thing, there was one scare in it where, like, before you even start, I'm looking around, I'm like, this is fucking creepy as shit.
Yeah.
And, like, in front of you, like a ghost girl, like, from The Ring or some shit pops up. Mm. And then another one pops up to the left, and then you hear something to the right, so you look to the right. And when you turn around, three of them are fucking right there next to you.
Right.
And it was one of those, like, I turned to the left, and I went, fuck!
Yep.
And Erica was watching me play, so she's watching the screen, and she screamed because I jumped in. But
Eric was being a douche when I was playing the scary game.
Yeah.
Because, like, a creature, there was a guy in, like, a goat head mask or something. He would, like, look around the corner, and I'm like, you see that? And he would run away. And Eric's like, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, no, you fucking didn't. Nuh-uh. You saw that.
And I didn't see anything. What are you talking about?
And it was like, I look down the hallway, and I know he could see what's on the screen. I'm like, he went down that hallway, so I turned around and went the other way. Couldn't go that way. Go through the door, and the guy just freaking attacks me out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm just like, I'm done, and walks away. Yeah.
She fell asleep on the couch. So he's like, oh my God, and like jitters the couch or whatever. She gets up. She's like, yeah, I'm going to bed. Goodbye.
Did she try it at all?
No, she hasn't had a chance to give it a shot. I'm hoping to get her to try it soon.
Erica, she tried a bunch of the demo things, but the first thing she tried was the Ocean Descent, the shark encounter.
I think that's a good one to show it off to people.
So, like, we get into that, and I had played it. She watched me playing it a little bit, and, like, I stopped before, like, the shark even happened. Because I just wanted to see what that was like, because that was the first, what is that, PlayStation World or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing off of that I tried.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, this is really fucking cool.
It is.
So I just paused it, and we took off the thing, recalibrated it for her, and she just jumped in where I was.
Oh, God.
So, like, she's already, like, halfway down, and, like, I'm watching the screen. I'm like, did you see that out there? She's like, what? What? And, like, you see her just looking around frantically.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I think there's a shark coming. And she's like, oh, okay. And then, like, when the shark actually starts, like, hitting the cage and all, she, like, starts curling herself up on the couch. Like, her feet were on the floor initially, and then, like, as soon as, like, the shark, like, rips the front off and, like, starts, like, getting at you, she's, like, raising her feet and jumping back from the couch
and
everything.
It is no exaggeration. It is immersive as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I felt playing in the middle of the day. I have some light peeking through my thing. And still, when that shark, like, he disappears. After he rips the front of the cage off, he just disappears. And I'm like, where the fuck is he? And I'm looking everywhere around me. And I can't find the fucking shark. And I look left. And there he fucking is. I was like, oh my God. Oh, right. I think I'm done playing this.
You know what game? I tried Eve Valkyrie, too.
Yeah, it was okay.
I didn't like it because the demo had it inverted controls and I couldn't fucking do it.
I was not good at that shit at all. I flew into a fucking ship and I couldn't get off of the ship. I was stuck and then my ship almost broke and then it just ended.
I couldn't track anything really long enough to shoot it because it would like turn and I couldn't turn with it.
I was so mad at that.
Yeah, that annoyed me. And it's weird. I used to play inverted controls, and it was just one of those things where like that was my default controls, and then all of a sudden I just lost it, and I can't do inverted at all anymore.
When it comes to like flying, inverted usually works for me. For whatever reason, I could not get it.
It's like you're actually flying since it's in VR and all, and you'd think like the inverted would make sense, but it just doesn't.
I think it's because it's space flight, and having recently played, what's it called, like that wasn't inverted, and I think it just kind of...
Yeah, maybe.
Gets the other way of flight into it.
There was a game, it's either, I think it was on the flash sale actually or something. It was like $4 on the PlayStation Store over the weekend. It was an Eve Valkyrie like universe game or something. I forget what it was called, like Gunner or something.
Okay.
That was better because you didn't have to control your ship at all. You just controlled the guns by looking around and firing.
Okay.
So that was actually kind of cool just to be in space to shoot. But it was also super limited because you were taking out waves of enemies.
Oh, I did see that one. Yeah. I almost got it.
Yeah, like I grabbed it because I'm like, oh, okay. I like to try something in space where I can actually change the control stick, not realizing you don't actually control the flight of it at all.
Yeah, that one looked okay.
I told Eric I might buy Eve Valkyrie just so I can come over and play it at his
place. He also said the same thing about works.
I can't believe Eve Valkyrie is a $60 game.
Yeah,
like I don't know what's in there.
Biggest problem with the VR games is I think they are astronomically priced at $60. Yeah. I think it's just too much.
I think now that, because PlayStation has the best chance of like the wide consumer use, and you're going to see more known developers picking stuff up in it, as opposed to like Vive is a lot of just people with like cool concepts.
Yeah.
Because anyone can put anything on Steam if you want to.
Yep.
Whereas like this, we're going to see a lot more licensed stuff and things from, like, I know Insomniac's already done a bunch of VR games for like Oculus.
Yeah, they have one of, like, the wizard duels. I want that so bad.
I'm excited to see the first Harry Potter game where you fucking just are casting spells. Cause,
again, Insomniac made it already.
There's a built-in microphone in the headset.
Yeah.
Did you... One of the... I don't know...
Wingardium Leviosa. Not Wingardium Leviosa.
I don't know what the game's called, but there's, like, a... it's in the Playroom VR.
No, I didn't open that yet.
So, in Playroom VR, there's, like, all the mini games. One of them's, like, a Ghostbuster game.
Okay.
Where you go into a haunted... thing, and you need it's a party game. Okay. So the person with the VR has the view of the room and they can see the non-ghost robots.
Right.
The TV screen sees the ghosts.
Okay.
So like you look around and people are supposed to tell you when you look at one of the ghosts.
Okay.
And that's when you hit the button and you catch them.
I hope we get keep talking and nobody explodes.
So it's already there. You can get it for PSVR.
Oh yeah?
And yeah, I think it just came out.
It was out at launch.
Oh okay.
They did it on Giant Bomb stream. The person with the headset has the bomb, and then they don't. They have the bomb, and the other players get the manual on their TV.
Yeah,
or you can print it out.
Yeah,
like it gives you the link to like go to print it, and it's just PDF pages on your TV screen, and you just use the controller, navigate to them, open it up, and do it. But it's really cool.
Yeah, I want to get that.
But one of the games in the Playroom is this monster game. That's party where the person with the headset is the monster, and they just use their head to like swing back and forth and knock buildings over, and which causes debris to fly at the people on the ground. But it picks up your voice while you're talking. So if you talk or make noises, the monster's mouth moves and a voice comes out of it. It's whatever you're saying in a super high pitched, like just had a helium balloon voice.
Right.
It's really fucking cool.
It's kind of fun.
And then, like, I mean, the rest of the game is cute and goofy for, like, that sort of game. But just the fact that as you're making, like, you can, like, trash talk in, like, a super high-pitched voice, and that's what your monster says on the screen.
What we need is PSVR Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why, like, a Star Wars game could be awesome.
I can't wait.
I know there was a Vive Star Wars game that was basically just, you had a lightsaber and you would block the bolts, mm-hmm. and it was very, like, it was very generous because yeah. you're not a Jedi, so you can't actually block laser bolts. It's kind of like the Batarangs in Batman are very generous. Like, as long as you get them in, like, the general direction they're supposed to go yeah. in, it will arc in a very natural-looking path to hit your target.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was nice. Like, it's not one of those, like, oh, I just threw it, like, over here, and it just somehow magically arcs the other way. And
first try? Target. Like Lego Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. First well, try.
Well, because when you first pick up the Batarangs, you have to hit three targets to calibrate it. Okay. And then when you get into the cave, you can start target practice.
Mm-hmm.
And it flashes up some targets, you hit them all, then it flashes up more, you hit them.
Right.
And it's like a 30-second time limit to get as many as you can.
Sure.
Some of them start moving, and they start adding red ones that take away from your score.
Did you play all the games in PSVR Worlds?
No, the only thing I've done is The Descent, actually.
Okay. So you played Heist. I played the Shark Luge. Game. The Street Luge is stupid. It's all balls.
Is it fun?
No.
It's actually stupid.
It's a crappy Street Luge where it's all controlled by your head.
Yeah, well,
so just your tilt that moves you left and right, but it doesn't control well. We also
didn't have a strong enough fan to put in front of him. So
yeah, I think if there was a good fan, it'd give me a nice rush. No, I should have, though.
So, I mean, I saw all the games because they played yeah. all of them on that stream.
Yeah.
So they tried doing the lay down and play.
Yeah.
But somebody was just holding the camera because of the... Because, like, it was Dan angle, laying right. on the couch, yeah. and the camera was off, like, sure. on the other way. So Jeff just held it and tried to hold it as still as he could, but
yeah,
even standing as still as he could, there was too much movement, yeah, and it kept losing him.
Yeah, it wasn't... I mean, it wasn't horrible, but it's not something I would do. I didn't play the Danger Ball, but the Scavenger one I thought was kind of cool, because it's, like, the only one that I played that plays, like, a traditional game, which I thought was... nice.
I know there's
to have a chance to do that. Like Battlezone plays like a traditional game.
So did I.
But at $60, I'm not interested in Battlezone.
What was it? It's Wayward. Wayward Sky.
Way too much money for $60 for that game. What? Yeah.
Wayward Sky feels like one of those like Go puzzle games. Yeah. A little bit. Like you end up. It's weird because it keeps jumping between a first person and a third person.
Yeah.
So like when it's third person, you're just telling your character, you're pointing with the move to go. Yeah. So it feels very much like one of those like Lara Croft Go or
point and click Hitman Go. Yeah.
Because like you do one thing and it opens up, and then like a bunch of guys start following a path. So then you have to like move your character when they're not looking for anything. So that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
And Riggs looks really cool, but I haven't actually tried it.
It's the same. It's not the same, but it's like an actual game.
Yeah.
You know, it's an arena shooter.
It's like $60 though, and I don't necessarily want an arena shooter for $60.
It's the Battlezone's an arena shooter, but it's like tanks instead of like rigs and whatever. But
Riggs does this weird thing by default, and I don't know if you can turn it off in the demo, where it whenever you move, it compresses the screen a little bit. Hmm. So it gives you like tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And it looks like it would be super disorienting to have that on.
It probably does that to make it less disorienting.
Well, that's the thing. And when I saw them on the stream do it, it was actually like making them feel sick because every time you move, it does it.
Battlezone didn't do anything like that. I liked Battlezone, but for what it is, $60 is just way too much money.
Did you try Thumper?
No.
That game doesn't feel like it needs to be in VR, mm-hmm. but the VR kind of made it neat because it was that like Amplitude style thing.
Yeah.
And it's super fast, but you get that. It's just being in that, seeing that, like, just all in your face and being able to look around. Kind of like Rez. Like, Rez was kind of the same way. Like, being able to look around playing that was just, it's a really good representation of VR because of just how it works.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, being in VR doesn't make the game any better.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, those type of games, I feel like, would be really cool. Like Amplitude would be really cool in VR, I think.
Yeah. I want to put more time into it. I just haven't had a chance to really play it.
When did you get home? Weekend.
Saturday evening. We got back around 6.
So, I mean, really, you had, like, Sunday and...
Part of Sunday. Yeah. And, like, Walnuts came over. We played Saturday night after everybody left and everything. So, and then I had a little bit of Sunday. And then just the past 2 days, I haven't had a chance to really play anything. So, it's definitely something I want to put more time into. But, yeah, I think it's cool. You know, if it's something you're interested in, it's definitely worth checking out. But
Yeah, I'm waiting for that first experience that doesn't sit well. Because from like all the different stuff I've read and watched, like, it doesn't happen often, but like when you find that game that just like fucks you up, you're down for a while afterwards. Like, you need to like sit on the floor with like a bottle of water and a fan and just breathe deeply.
Yeah, everyone's gonna handle it differently. So
yeah, like
so far
that,
hasn't happened to me.
What's that? There's one game coming out where it's like a space marine game, basically. Like, you're on like Mars. It's a first person shooter. That looks like it might be cool because it looks like it's going to be a full game.
Yeah, it's similar to like, I don't know, but yeah, it's got that game feel, and I think Robinson the Journey has something like that going for it too. There's a couple games that have like that full game feel. Those are the ones I'm most interested in. You know, all these other like experiences, I don't really give a shit about.
Yeah, like
the Ubisoft Eagle Flight, I don't care. You know, like the Rush of Blood, fucking. Why
that,
you know?
Could be neat if it was like a House of the Dead thing where it was just like hordes of things and your VR shooting them,
maybe.
But like this wasn't that. This was more atmospheric than anything. Like, I only had to shoot a couple of things and they weren't hard to kill.
Yeah, it's
like
just,
there was one point where there was like a few waves of dudes in pig masks. And otherwise, it's like, oh, lean to the left to avoid this. Lean to the right to avoid this.
Right. That's what I mean. It's like a lot of the stuff. It's early. It's, you know, it's launch. A lot of the games out now are launch title quality.
Yeah.
You know, they're not the games you need. It's not something that I would say you have to buy a VR to play this game right now. But if VR is something you want, there's some cool stuff out there.
So. Yeah. I know that if you buy the Tomb Raider edition for PlayStation that just came out, once you get to a certain point in the game, it unlocks the VR mode.
Yep.
Where you're just Lara in the mansion. And you have to apparently, they're very like particular about it. You have to play the game with the easy settings on first, like the VR game where you can't control where the character goes. You can just use the point and like, okay, send me here.
Yeah.
To make sure that it doesn't make you sick, and then after you do that for a few minutes, you're allowed to switch it to the I can use the analog stick to just move the character.
Yeah,
so that's kind of neat.
Yeah, they give you the options. It's I like the idea of the free movement. I know that's,
not everybody can do it.
That's the thing that scares people, and that's why there's not a lot of it yet. But that's what I want. Even if I'll pop a Dramamine, let me try it. You know,
like what Tomb Raider did, giving you the option.
Yeah.
And I know not all games can do that because that's depending on the type of game, you might need the free motion to do stuff. I have a feeling like first person shooters are going to be the weird thing because that game, it doesn't, because you don't have, it's not room based. So if you turn around, you lose the controller usually.
Yeah.
So if it's like a first person shooter where like you're using your Move controller as a gun
and
you have to turn around to shoot something, if it loses tracking on your controller, you no longer have a gun.
try the Battlezone demo if you haven't, and
I haven't yet.
It works like it plays like a first person shooter, only your head has free movement, so you can look anywhere you need to look. And you know,
I wonder if that was the game that left the Bob on at first, because I know there was some game and it might have just been like a Vive
Riggs
game or something.
I think it was Riggs
that
Battlezone
left Bob on.
Battlezone, you're in a tank, like sort of a hover tank.
Oh, okay.
So everything just kind of like it's very smooth, it's really quick, and it didn't get me queasy when I played it. So I think that if that can do it, I'm sure others can too, which is what I want to see more of. So
yeah, and
I'm just interested to see, like, you know, whatever happens, whatever comes out over the next 6 months, that's really going to determine whether or not you should get one. But if you want one, I see no reason to say not to.
Do you think you'll get one, Rich? I know you can't really afford it right now, but like,
ask for one for Christmas. Mom will buy it for you.
Yeah, right.
That's what she did for me.
Yeah, with like six others.
I don't care. I'm going to ask you for a 4K TV for Christmas now. See what
cheaper.
Happens.
So you can get
Here's the thing. You have a daughter.
4K TV is not cheaper.
So she loves you?
Some of them are.
Not the good ones.
Vizio one was just $398.
No one wants a Vizio
That's
TV.
I just said not the good ones.
It's one of the best rated 4K TVs right now.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Bullshit.
No.
Vizios are fucking good TVs. It's better than the RCA that Walmart has.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
hey, that thing was like $80 that they bought for my grandfather.
Yeah, that's different, but yeah.
And I mean, you know what? At least the Vizio probably has more than two fucking HDMI inputs the way Samsung does.
Yeah,
that's fucking Samsung. Who has just two devices anymore?
So here's the one thing: if you get a 4K TV, with the PSVR,
yeah,
you have to fucking keep unhooking it if you get an HDR one.
What?
So, like, if you're going to get a 4K TV,
yeah,
you need one that has HDR.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah.
So you have, you will have to unhook the breakout box for the PSVR.
Oh.
To use the HDR.
Damn.
On yeah, the PS4.
The breakout box yeah. doesn't transmit the HDR to the TV. So
whatever.
Like, it's just silly.
It's yeah. yeah, it's just a silly, like, not, yeah. come on.
I mean,
the, it's not necessarily a hard thing to, like, remedy. You yeah. just pull the plug out of one and plug it
in. I mean,
the
PS4 Pro also doesn't have a built-in 4K Blu-ray player. It's just, there's a lot of goofiness with that whole setup, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, well, why buy, like, because it's one of those things that, like, you're not going to buy a 4K TV just to play some games that will maybe look better.
Yeah. Or watch things on Netflix. Yeah, you're going to buy a 4K Blu-ray.
Yeah, like you're going to
now
gonna
I have
start
to spend extra money on
media.
A Blu-ray player and, you know, it's stupid. And
hey, maybe the Scorpio will include the 4K Blu-ray player and you can just buy an Xbox.
It probably
the One
will.
S has a 4K yeah, Blu-ray.
The, oh, yeah, that's right. The One S does have it. I forgot.
It's so stupid.
Although, I could almost see the Scorpio winding up not, depending on, like, cost-wise.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. They I'm probably sure want to keep the cost close to the $400 mark.
Because everyone is saying, like, with the rumored specs for the Scorpio, they don't see how it's less than $600.
Yeah. Shit.
And I've heard some people say it could, like, between $600 and $900.
Damn.
For the Scorpio.
I kind of hope, like, they do that, though. I want to, because that would take balls to put out a $600 plus console. That would be
especially
insane.
Now after what happened with the PlayStation 3.
That would be nuts. But, you know, that would legit, like, you know, calling the PS4 Pro is just kind of like, you know, jerking me off. Like, no, I mean, come on now.
Really,
it's,
at that
it's point, not really Pro. It's PS4.5.
Yeah, and really, know? Like, that doing the Scorpio and having it be that, like, kind of like
that almost
higher
next-gen
end
level?
Cost
yeah.
where it is like $600-$700 almost fits, because then you get your Scorpio and your Elite controller for like your Call of Duties.
Yeah,
because you're paying almost $200 for your controller, you're paying an extra $200 for your console, but you know they're better, faster, stronger than they were before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
weird. Whereas like Sony's just like, yeah, ours is a little bit better.
It's just a little bit.
Yeah.
Your games will look better if you don't have a 4K TV.
And we're going to prove that to you by doing a live stream on Twitch where we can't actually prove it to you.
Nothing looked better.
Well, the people in the...
Yeah, apparently when you were there, it looked good. And you were looking at the two, like,
well, I mean,
TV
the 4K
screens.
Shit, sure, but I mean, like...
No, they were saying, like, even, like, everything looked better when you were in there actually seeing
really?
It.
Well, they had the projector that didn't. Like, their big middle screen didn't because it was just a projection of it. But they had two, like, 60-inch TVs on stage, too, that, like, the 4K stuff looked great, the HDR stuff looked great.
I mean...
For us, it all looked exactly the same.
Well,
like,
I mean,
the
non-4K, like, having a PS4 Pro on that, and it's like, it'll make your games look better, like... Will it?
No, because it can't. It's not 4K.
No,
you don't
it
have
won't.
HDR.
It doesn't. You're not listening. But anyway.
I think I am misunderstanding what you're saying. Then.
It doesn't pump 4K if you don't have 4K, but it's supposed to give you better textures and.
Oh, I didn't
you know,
think it was supposed to do that.
It's supposed
like a
to push more
it.
Assets because it's a better, stronger console, so it can. Yeah, it can do more. Even if you don't have a 4K TV, it's supposed to, on games that have the patch available, the 20 gig patch available, it should be able to display better shit on your not 4K TV, but is that really going to make that much of a fucking difference? Probably
Rich,
not.
Huh. How would you feel about taking out a second mortgage on your house? Just go with me here.
Okay.
Get a PC.
Yeah.
Like a nice new, like, top-of-the-line PC, an Oculus, a Vive, a PS4 Pro, Scorpio when it comes out, and a PSVR, and we'll all just see which one's best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can be the primary signer on that.
Okay,
and I'm not going to pay the fines,
sure.
or the fees, or the loan off,
the closing costs.
I'm not going to. Well, no, meaning
wait,
meaning,
did you do closing costs when you take out a second mortgage?
Oh yeah, you
did. I didn't realize that.
I had closing costs for this.
There are closing costs
really?
On everything.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. Like.
They were closing costs on a refinance.
Because they,
I knew
the
that.
They still have to do the same processes of closing. So they still have to do a lien search and
they
all
still,
that to
they
make
still
sure.
have to jerk you around and charge you 40 times as much as it actually costs for any of the work they're doing.
Yeah.
But
yeah. That actually makes sense. Yeah. I didn't really thought about that.
But yeah, so you can pay for all the costs and we'll put the loan in your name and I just won't pay it.
Yeah, then it's
what
my house.
If,
so.
What,
that's one, fine. Why, then you owe me rent.
No, because I'm paying my other mortgage.
One, why haven't mortgage. You just set up like a full-on streaming thing at your house and just all night stream and then just stream this?
Just stream yourself sleeping and everything?
Yeah. I mean, I just...
Like, seriously, make your house Streamer House 2.0.
I just last week brought down my PC.
All right, so just get a webcam and get that, like, pass-through card and you're good. It won't cost you too much.
We got some time before all that happens.
You do that, you start making bank. You don't have to work anymore.
Oh, trust me, I would love to.
Get that YouTube money.
Do it. Dude, YouTube money, YouTube Twitch money, that's where it's at.
I know.
Dude, I just saw a video of these kids. They had like 3 million subscribers. All they did was fucking pepper spray themselves and eat donuts.
It. It fucking sucks. I hate people.
Yeah. They were like a fucking British boy band, like pepper spraying each other and then crying.
Dumb.
Yeah. Did you see that too?
Yeah.
Neat.
VR's Professional Fridays.
Drew, you should try it.
Yeah, I wanted to.
I'm curious to see if it'll fuck him up or not.
I don't think it will.
3D?
That's because 3D sucks.
Well, so I get the same feeling when I put on the headset for the first few minutes that I get when I first put on the 3D glasses, mm-hmm. of that weird kind of eye strain, mm-hmm. where your eyes don't know how to focus yet.
And it takes a minute to adjust.
But. It's literally the same thing I get like at a 3D movie when I put on the 3D glasses and when like the first previews start going.
I would drop you into the shark thing first.
Yeah, that one's...
Just to get you acclimated and then say, here, play a thing and see how it goes.
I can see the only thing in that would be disoriented for somebody that just has a weak sense for that would be that sense of like...
Going down.
Because apparently that messes with some people, that going down sensation. Maybe. But... Yeah. Everybody's different, so like you could put that on him and like the scent just totally fucking wrecks him.
Maybe.
But then you put him on like rigs or something and he's totally fine.
Yeah.
So, or put him in fucking Eve Valkyrie and let him just crash into shit because he can't fucking fly.
Goddamn.
Inverted bullshit. I bet you I could do Eve Valkyrie inverted, no problem.
Are you an inverted control person?
For
flying shit, I usually
It's
weird.
I thought I'd be okay with it too, and I just I just could
the
not.
Whole time I'm like, wait, why can't I get this? Wait, no, this is fucking. Now I'm stuck. Hold on, maybe just the demo's over.
Weird. Yeah, and every time I thought I was doing okay, and too. It's only like a 2 minute demo.
Yeah, it's so fast.
I mean, it was longer at the experience Best Buy.
He did like a whole mission at Best Buy.
It's. I think it's based off of. Your damage. If you're getting hit a lot and you're dying, they're not going to have you die.
Well,
it's going to be
I didn't get hit at all because I couldn't get near anything because I kept flying in the wrong direction.
I think it's legitimately a two-minute demo. Keeps load times down because your load time when we actually played was nuts.
It was pretty crazy.
Some of the load times on the stuff on that disc is bad, too.
Yeah.
Like, the some of those disc. Games just take a really long time to load up.
Yeah.
So, when you turn it off,
mm-hmm.
does your TV not go back to normal?
Mine goes back normal.
So mine doesn't. Like, it stops moving around, but mm-hmm. it's the resolution and everything screwed up, and I have to actually restart it.
I don't have to do that.
Or at least I have to put it in the sleep mode, and then... Yeah, it's weird.
No, mine will do. Mine goes back.
Yeah, mine doesn't.
Huh.
It's annoying.
Yeah. David, it's a weird system. It's neat.
Yeah, I like it. I'm glad I got it.
Yeah.
I want some substantial stuff for it.
I want to go for a car ride with Sydney. Cindy?
Cindy. Oh, and... Is Hell it yeah. Cindy or Cindy. Sydney?
I think she's Cindy. Here she's Cindy. Elsewhere she's Sydney because her dad's Sid.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll go for a card ride with her.
Are you gonna be like one? Are you gonna be one of the weird guys just like leaning over trying to check things out?
Yes. I mean,
but what you have to do is lean over and then look back at your body and see if you have a head or not. That's VR thing.
Yeah, I still really like what there's some driving game on Vive. I want to say it is. That if you check in your rearview mirror, you're a fucking puppy.
Oh yeah, that was like a kart racing.
Yeah, it's
game.
Like, it's like F1 or something like rally cars.
In what's it called? Drive Club on there. He was a chick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a girl.
I think Eve Valkyrie was too.
Yes.
When I looked down, like it looked like a girl because there were boobs and the legs looked a little too like thin.
Yeah.
That was I forget what. Oh, it was that other Eve game, that Gunner game.
Mm-hmm.
Like. That was a very weird out-of-body experience because you look down and it's one of the few games where you have a full body.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you're getting started, your guy just automatically like grabs his stuff and moves it.
Yeah.
And I feel like they missed the opportunity of having you use the move controllers to actually do that.
Yeah.
Because it felt weird watching these two arms come where my arms should be and move shit.
You have to check out.
I'm wondering why they didn't use the stick for flying an Eve Valkyrie.
Because it just would have been too much.
Like...
Yeah, because
it's not good enough.
Do that, and that would the move is not very accurate.
It's yeah, it gets the job done, but it's not.
So
yeah.
in the Batman game, you know, in like all the Arkham games, you do the scenery building, and then like you'd use like the left and right triggers to fast forward and rewind.
Yeah.
In this, when you use the analyzer, you use the move and you turn it.
Okay.
But it's very like you have to turn it really far and hold it uncomfortably to get it to.
Or can you like do a full turn like that?
Because it wants you to. It doesn't want you to turn it like this.
It wants you to twist it like a
key. It wants you to twist it.
Oh, that's fucking dumb.
Like with the ball facing the camera, that's basically
stupid.
So like you twist it like far one way and it moves. And it doesn't move fast either, yeah. And you can't, like, hold the trigger to, like, fast forward. Yeah. Luckily, the scene's not very long that you have to watch, but it's still one of those, like, all right, so fast forward. Oh, shit, I missed it. Let me rewind a little bit. And, like, you can get real, like, if you move it just a tiny bit, it moves, like slow so you can hit that. Because you have to get very specific frames when something's happening.
Yeah.
Which is neat because, like, you can actually, like, frame it better than you could in the other games, but it's still, like, you can tell the move just doesn't quite have the...
Yeah. It would have been neat if they just built new controllers.
Yeah. Outright. It's nice that they used the existing ones for people that had, like, the eye and the move already.
Yeah.
The, like, all four of them.
It would have been nice to just be a touch better, you know? You should definitely try the Scavenger game, whatever the hell it's called, Orion Scavenger, or whatever, in PSVR Worlds, because that has that same, like, you have the full body. You're a fucking alien, though.
Oh, nice.
So you're an alien in this, like, spider mech robot thing. And the L1 and R1s control, like, all the shoulder buttons control shit. And you can see the alien's only got, like, four fingers or whatever. And so when you hit a button, his finger twitches to hit a button on the fucking thing.
That's like, cool.
As dumb as this is, I fucking love it. But then, yeah, I think it's neat.
That is actually pretty
cool. It's, like, just a stupid little attention to detail that, like, if I look down as I'm pushing it R1, I'm just, like, fucking...
Well, like,
dumb.
Project Cars, when you hit the gas pedal, it moves the foot in VR.
That's pretty cool.
It also is, like, the best thing that Giant Bomb did in any of the streams was Drew got up and took one step to the right while he was in the car and then sat, like, squatted back down.
Right.
So he's sitting in the passenger seat. Right. He can look over and see the headless body that is driving the car.
Right.
So he played for a little bit sitting in, like, sitting in the passenger seat.
Right.
And, like, you could see the feet going to the floor, pushing the pedals and all, and the arms moving.
That's funny.
It's so weird.
I think that was the same one where he just got up and walked out of the car completely.
Yeah.
Because it was Vive, so you could actually move around a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I want to try Vive, because of stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Where you can just completely break shit by, like, just taking a step over.
Now, all right. We'll go ahead and get one and bring it here one day.
When you played, because you guys both played the Job Simulator.
Yeah.
Or did you just watch?
I played. He watched.
So... When you ate stuff, did you open your mouth?
I did. I did. I don't know why.
I love that the exit is eat a burrito.
Yeah.
In that game.
Buying it is eat a donut.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, because, like, in the demo, you get both options.
Right.
So, yeah. If that game wasn't $40, I think, I'd probably...
It's where I'm at. There's a lot of games that I'm interested in.
Even $30, I'd probably get it for $30.
If, like, Battlezone were $40, I'd be... probably purchasing it just to have something to play on VR.
Job Simulator is one of those things. It's like, I will sit there and play it for, like, the 2 hours, 3 hours, however long it takes to do all the jobs.
Yeah.
But then it's probably one of those things where, like, oh yeah, when somebody comes over and hasn't seen VR for the first time, I'll put that on.
Check out this stupid thing. Start touching buttons on your computer. Haha, you didn't plug it in, you stupid. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like so it's one of those, just, like, show them the stuff for the first time.
Let me make copies of this paper.
Did you play Flappy Bird?
No.
So if you look next to the copy machine, there's a CD. If you take the CD and put it in your computer, it boots up Flappy Bird on your computer.
God.
And you use the fucking button on the computer to flap.
That's so good.
So I'm just, that's you're just, fucking great. You're sitting there with the Move controller just, like, drumming on the keyboard.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I want that one to go on sale.
I'm going to get it. I'm hoping that, like, maybe Black Friday, because all that stuff's for sale on the PS Store on Amazon, too. Mm. So I'm hoping maybe Amazon, if Sony doesn't have a good sale, Amazon will.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, because, like, something like that would be really cool. Just like I said, $20, $25, like, I'll totally pay. Cause it's almost like the Jackbox games. Like, I don't play them by myself, but I don't mind spending $20 because when people are over and you play them for hours.
I prefer to spend $8 though.
Oh yeah. No, like, I will full on wait till Black Friday and see what happens on that.
That's what I'm going to do with most of the games that I'm interested in here. So
yeah,
it's VR.
Yeah, VR.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Anybody do anything else? News?
The only things I know that happened were the Red Dead Redemption 2.
Red Dead something.
Which hope maybe it has a new name. Maybe it is just called Red Dead Redemption 2. Who knows?
I know. Is that what it says on their thing, Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah, but I mean,
I hope it's Red Dead something else.
It's not due out till fall 2017, so next year at GDC, they might announce Red Dead Redemption 2 is actually nuts. Red Dead Revival or something.
There's a trailer Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
You know, that's
11 a.m.
Just because, I mean, and it would be stupid to change branding late if they're already branding it one thing. It wouldn't be that hard for them to just reveal the real name for it first quarter 2017.
Yeah. Well, no, that if this trailer has a name in it, that's the fucking name.
Yeah.
They won't put out a trailer with the name on it and then change shit later. But I could see them putting out a trailer with no specific name in it.
Let's be real. It's Rockstar. They can kind of do whatever they want.
They can. They very much won't.
They just don't bother going to anything anymore.
They just call it Red Dead. Red Dead and just leave it at that. So,
I mean, even if they just call it the Red Dead Redemption sequel.
Yeah.
And then later on give it an actual title. Because, it just fits. You had Red Dead Revolver, Red Dead Redemption. Let's have R something else.
Yeah. Red Dead Return.
But yeah, so that's for 2017. The only other thing was the Sleeping Dogs developer just closed. They shut down even though they have a game that this past weekend was free to play on the Steam store for the weekend. And then there was a discounted price for it if you wanted to buy it. At the end of the weekend. And it looked like a neat game. It was it was called Smash and Grab.
They
played Jason it on UPF.
Was playing that on UPF.
And so he played it on Friday, and then it was either yesterday or today, the studio closed down.
Right.
So the game is no longer for sale on Steam.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually kind of, because it was a weird, kind of MOBA-y game. But
You rolled around in a pack of guys. You were a guy, and then you had five other dudes with you.
So it's in the studio just done? So,
yeah, yep. The studio's gone. They closed.
Okay.
And they were the developers that made Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah.
Which I never heard a lot of bad about it.
No.
I just didn't hear a lot about it. But every once in a while, you'll hear people mention it in kind of a favorable light.
People who liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really, weird. But,
yeah, those are the only two newses I really knew.
Shigeru Miyamoto announced that Rockstar is getting Metroid for NX in 2017.
I thought that was just a joke because of the Rockstar teaser on Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, okay. Then that would make sense.
Yeah, there were a lot of...
Somebody put that together with the red... Because the original teaser that they sent out was just the red with the Rockstar logo.
Okay, then and never mind. It was... Shigeru Miyamoto, I don't know if he has an official Twitter, but Real Shigeru M.
That's fake.
Okay.
If you go look at the description on it, it's the very last line is, this is a parody account.
Too much into it. I mean, I saw a bunch of other sites, mention it, Kotaku, and I don't know. The other thing I have was, the 14 expansion's name is, damn it. Why did disappear?
Blood something.
Stormblood.
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 In summer, so it'll probably be June again. And this
is early summer, didn't it? It's probably May, June, though.
Heavensward came out in June, so that's what I'm assuming.
Makes sense.
And we also made mention of this. There's going to be a Power Rangers Justice League crossover comics.
You guys see that trailer for the movie?
For the Power Rangers movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Talked about that last week?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's pretty sweet. So, I enjoyed it.
Just to go back to what you said about the Metroid thing.
Yeah.
There is a Twitter account that their name is Nintendo of America.
Mm-hmm.
Their Twitter handle is Nintendo America.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super easy to not realize that it's not really Nintendo.
Yeah.
Except they're not verified.
Nice.
So if you go there, they have a bunch of Nintendo tweets and shit that look like they'd be coming from Nintendo, but they don't have the blue check mark.
Right.
And they even they make their logo the same thing as Nintendo of America's Twitter.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you never know who is or isn't. Some comic book creators aren't even verified, so...
Well...
I don't know. You don't know...
When it's a company like that, if they don't have a blue verified, then you can... almost guarantee but it's
I was
not.
Looking at Shigeru Miyamoto's
Twitter. I would think if he had a Twitter, it would be verified.
If he wanted it to be.
Yeah, it's...
Some people just don't care.
But, like, on this thing, they have fake box art for Red Dead Redemption Remastered coming to NX.
Yeah.
That's funny. They are the ones that did the Metroid thing, too. Okay.
That's funny.
All right, yeah. And I think that's all I had. Oh, today, which is now yesterday when you guys hear this, the next Assassin's Creed trailer dropped.
Yeah, the movie?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that movie looks
so fucking bad. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Like, it looks not good at all.
They didn't use Kanye this time.
It looks almost not entertaining. The action looks neat, but I feel like it's taking itself way too seriously.
Yeah.
I know Ubisoft announced a while ago that they are fully aware that they're going to make almost no money on this movie. That they're probably going to take a loss. But this is something they really want to do anyway, because they want it to turn into a movie franchise. I'm like, you don't make a fucking franchise by not making fucking money. Anyway, I can't wait to see that in December and walk out of theater going, wow, that was bad.
Yeah.
It looks so bad.
And then, something we actually didn't talk about. Rogue One last week or 2 weeks ago?
I thought it was this week.
That happened on Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Okay, yeah. So then Rogue One had a new trailer as well. So.
Right, I just totally forgot about that.
It was pretty sweet.
They said it. They said it in the trailer.
They said it.
They said Rogue One.
Yep.
Guys, it's real.
I know. I was like, what? And, you know, I just to have to reiterate, there are still people out there who think there's going to be Bothans in this movie. That was the Death Star 2. Stop being dumb, okay? Stop being dumb.
Yeah, many Bothans only died for the second Death Star.
Seriously. I had a legitimate argument at work about this, and I had to end it with, like, look, I'm a bigger fucking nerd than you. Stop arguing with me, because I'm smarter than you right now. I know what I'm talking about.
In the old expanded universe, there was a whole fucking, like, argument with the Senate when there was a douchebag Bothan that was like, well, a bunch of my people fucking died for you guys to blow this shit up. It's like, well, it helped you too, asshole.
Yeah.
Like, so I fucking hated that guy.
It's so goddamn dumb. But yeah, anyway, it's wrong Death Star, guys.
Yeah, I think that's all I can think of. That's all I found.
Do they ever in A New Hope, when they actually do get to, like, the Rebel base and all, they don't ever talk about how they got the plans at all, do they?
Well, R2 had them.
No, but I mean, like, they don't talk about how they were retrieved at all.
Nope.
It's only in Jedi when they say many Bothans died to bring us this intel.
Yep. Which is kind of why, like, this people super assume, ambiguous. Yeah. Like, it just makes a lot of sense. Like, you can throw whatever the fuck story you want in here, because nobody ever explained how they got them.
Now I have to watch the original trilogy again.
Yeah.
Because was Rogue Squadron actually in any of the movies?
No.
Because, like, in A New Hope, they were all just red and black, like, leader and one through, gold. Like, eight or whatever, right? Gold?
There's a gold leader, yeah.
Because I know Wedge ends up being the leader of Rogue Squadron.
Yeah.
Which I guess maybe doesn't exist anymore in the new canon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they might have renamed the tag names.
No, I just mean so you had three games were the Rogue Squadron games, like on. And then you had like a whole series of books, and then just that squadron led by Wedge was like in like most of the novels, like post Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So like it's one of those, like, it was like a big part of the old canon. But, like, I guess they were referenced in Jedi. I don't remember, though. I don't think so.
Don't think so.
So, yeah. That's kind of a shame.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing anything about Rogue Squadron before, so.
Yeah, like, there's so much of that weird, like, expanded universe stuff that you just kind of know from, like, the games or whatever.
Yeah.
That it's almost hard to remember, like, what stuff wasn't originally part of anything.
Yeah.
I really want to watch the cartoon that's out now, Rebels.
I've heard so many good things. I'm trying to get through Clone Wars still, though. Well,
this season has Thrawn, who I thought was just going to be gone when they wiped out the old canon.
Yeah.
And I guess Wedge is in it as an Imperial fighter. He hasn't, like, defected to the Rebels yet.
Right.
So that was kind of neat.
That's fun. I know Ahsoka was in it, too.
Who?
From Clone Wars. Ahsoka. Anakin's Padawan.
Oh, right, right.
She was in it.
I never watched Clone Wars at all.
It's not bad. The first like two seasons are rough because each episode is like not interconnected. It's not until like season three where everything actually starts having like a cool cohesive story.
Did you see Disney is canceling Ultimate Spider-Man and launching a new Spider-Man show next year?
I did see that. It's just whatever at this point. I haven't been here in a long time. Did you guys see that the Tower of Terror at Disneyland is becoming a Guardians of the Galaxy ride?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
but rumor has it that's also coming to Florida as well.
Nice. Oh, that's pretty cool.
They just have, right now there are a whopping 5 rides available at, like, literally 5 things to do at Hollywood Studio in Florida. So they have to wait until some things open up before they close them to do more stuff. So chances are that's coming to the Florida, which is kind of fun. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else, though.
Drew, do you have any news?
Nope.
Come on, Drew. Good. You got to have something.
Good.
No.
Come on. Something. I mean, anything.
Just say something or anything.
No.
There's a women's match headlining a pay-per-view for the first time ever in WWE history this
month. See, that's something. None of us care about it, but it's something.
I mean, you could have said Avenged Sevenfold is releasing a new album soon.
They are?
Yeah, they launched a single last week.
No one cares.
Vice Gaming changed their name.
I just saw that.
Called Waypoint now.
I think there's a Mario Party happening tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Vice Gaming? Like, it was Vice's gaming page. It was literally just vice.com/gaming is now going to be its own website. And they just rebranded the name ahead of it.
Okay.
To Waypoint, which I guess works, but it's also kind of, I don't know. It doesn't make me think of gaming site.
Depends on the type of game you play.
Which is, I mean, it's one of those things where
Waypoint's
I'm sure
where it's like largely used in real-time strategies, so.
Yeah. Well, not only that, like, I'm sure, like, give it a few years and it's like, oh, yeah, Waypoint, like, yeah, it's a website. That same thing, like, 1UP. Like,
yeah,
when 1UP first launched, it's like, oh, well, I don't consider 1UP, like, something like that. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's 1UP.
Do you have one more real quick? Did you hear the Diablo 4 rumors?
No.
Okay. So BlizzCon is happening in November.
Right.
Right.
I'm debating buying a pass because there's a Bastion skin for the digital.
Right. Why not? My friend bought a pass just because he wants to give me one of the prizes it comes with. There's a bag of dice for Diablo.
Oh.
Okay. Right. So here you go. 2016 is the 20th anniversary of Diablo series franchise.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a big deal. A bag of dice, Diablo branded bag of dice, comes with the pass that you can get digitally and whatever.
Fuck, I know. I might really buy that because I didn't.
Seriously.
The only thing I knew was the Bastion skin because it's in Overwatch.
Yeah, here's where it gets Half-Life 3, okay?
Uh-huh.
The start date is November 4th, 11/4.
Okay.
One of the die included in this bag is a 4-sided die.
Right.
And according to the images, it's not printed right. It's printed where, when put down, it's 1/1/4 on the bottom. 11/4 on a D4.
Okay, I get it now.
So people have put that together to mean that on 11/4, Diablo 4 is being announced. Super insane.
Fuck.
But wow.
All right.
That'd be really cool, right?
This is totally unrelated to that.
Oh, come on. This is just such a cool thing to talk about, and you're going to ruin it.
Yep. This week's Nerdist podcast is Rick Astley.
I haven't listened to Nerdist in four years.
I don't even download them anymore, but it subscribed, so it just came up. I kind of hope that it's actually a Rickroll and it's just 50 minutes of them playing the song on a loop.
If it's not, then they did it wrong.
That would be the coolest fucking thing they could do.
It's so wrong if that's how they're doing it.
You'd listen to it still, Rich, right?
Yeah, I listen to it.
So make sure you listen to that one and tell us if it's a Rickroll.
We'll try. I still have about 12 hours, and that's only like 3 episodes of Pete Holmes You Made It Weird I need to catch up on.
It's cool. Just tomorrow when you go to work, just listen to this first.
Maybe.
That's all you have to do.
All right. I think we're good.
Yeah, that's the show.
The show.
No, wait.
Diablo 4 is coming.
Yeah, that's I don't know.
They'll announce it.
I feel like
it'll come out in 2018.
It's too soon.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's way too soon.
I don't think so. Not with how Diablo 3 went at launch, and you know, it's been better received now with Reaper of Souls.
Did you play Diablo 2 at launch, or was it like several years later?
I played it at launch, and then I returned it as soon as I beat it because I didn't play games on the internet because I didn't have a good internet at the time.
And you could return it?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a long time ago.
I know. So
2000.
Yeah.
I thought Diablo 2 launched in 99.
Same
thing. Close enough.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe.
I think it's December 99.
It 99. I think it was 99 in 2002 for the expansion. I picked it up again. I picked it up again after the expansion because everybody else had it. But yeah. So it's definitely, it's very soon if they, you know, like, but Diablo 1 came out in 97.
Diablo 2 came out like
Diablo 2 in 99.
Later.
So.
But then it was, you know. 15 years between them.
Yeah, then 15 years between. So I think it might be a good time for them because it would be it'd be ground up reworking.
You guys,
so,
you know what's crazy? You know. The 20th anniversary Duke Nukem just came out.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem 3D anniversary. Duke Nukem Forever was a fucking sequel to that game.
Yep.
And that came out 18 like 5 years ago.
18 fucking years ago. So,
like, the fact that, like, yeah. I think Forever was like 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And the original one came out in 1996. Well, not the original was like 92, but
yeah.
Duke Nukem 3D was 96. Its sequel was 2011.
It's insane.
Like, holy shit.
Craziness.
Games, guys. Games.
I hate games.
No, you don't. You love them.
All right.
So I'm taking that Xbox.
No,
then,
you're
since
not.
You hate,
I mean,
you hate
I haven't
games.
Used it. It's just collecting dust.
Yeah, well, it's your PlayStation's doing the same thing.
I know.
So is your Wii.
Yeah.
So is your PC.
I mean, I haven't. That's just.
I see what you did there.
You know
what?
What
you did there. Oh, all
right, guys. This is episode one.
I just have to throw it out real quick. My daughter got more action last week than Walnuts did. She grabbed the boob of Cinderella, and it was hilarious. Sorry, just throwing it out there because it was funny as hell.
I know.
Well, we were talking last week. It's kind of fucked up that you took your whole family but Richie to Disney World.
I didn't take anyone. I took my daughter because she was free.
Wait, are kids really free under a certain age?
Under three.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we can go again next year and still not pay for it. Not doing that, though. That's too much.
But yeah, fucked up. You left him home.
He could have.
He's like your child.
He could have gone.
Just go with this. Just go with it.
He could have gone.
I'm listening. I'm just.
My ruling was everybody's allowed to go. I'm just not like I'm going. I don't care who else goes. So it was just how I did it. Yeah.
We have an email address, guys.
Oh yeah.
Social.
Do we still have that? We didn't just discontinue it.
No, it still exists.
Oh. Do we know the password to it so we can check to see if we got emails?
Yeah.
Oh,
they get forwarded.
It's on my phone.
They also get forwarded to, I think, both of us.
So it's just we just haven't gotten anything.
Yeah.
Nope.
Damn. Yeah.
We get some junk sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of PayPal emails.
Yeah.
I get some PayPal
emails.
You need
to turn those off.
See, the thing is, I don't know what comes to me and what goes right into social.
Yeah, no clue.
So I just like when I get it, I just either mark it red or delete it.
Yeah.
So I know we get like some like PR stuff from people occasionally, like asking if we want to do things.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's stuff in like cities that we are not near and we cannot do.
Yeah.
Like I'll be like,
ask
it's like
them to fly us there.
Well, it's like, hey, you can come see this indie movie screening in New York City
tonight.
And interview the director
at 6:30
in 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, I am 3 hours away in traffic.
Yeah, not going to happen. Anywho, so yeah, apparently there's an email address that still exists. It's social@one-quest.com. That's spelled social@one-quest.com. Send an email to it, and we'll talk about it. Probably read it, I think. Walnuts, will you read it?
What am I reading?
The email that we get.
If it's good.
Okay. What if it's not good? Maybe we'll make Druten read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because good. He's almost never here, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll read any emails that come in.
Okay. So he won't be picky like Walnuts.
I mean, they might not be read on a show, but I will read them.
Oh, we'll read them on the show.
This awesome radio voice you have from me can only be used on the best. It's exactly
you can't cut that silence. Please don't.
I can't control it.
You can. Just right-click, don't cut. We're also available on the Twitters. At one... what is it?
@1_quest.
Damn, @1_quest. It's been a long time since I did this. And on the Facebooks, facebook.com/onequestonline.
Yeah.
We're also available on the worldwide webs at www.one-quest.com.
And podquest.club.
Podquest.club is the thing, too. Yeah.
And actually... there was an episode that went up on Saturday because I did an interview with a guy, Pat Shand, who writes comics.
Yeah.
So that's up there, too. It wasn't like a normal released episode.
He's taken our bandwidth, so don't listen to it.
Yeah.
No, you should listen to it.
Or listen to it.
Thanks for asking us if we wanted to join in.
Well, it was last minute, so.
Whatever.
And would you have joined in on something on a Saturday?
Maybe. I wasn't doing anything.
I thought you're always doing shit on Saturdays.
I had to pick him up from the airport.
Oh.
So
I don't
his whole day was cleared to pick me up.
I don't know.
Every time that something comes up and it's like you guys are just family every weekend.
It's, seriously, I have so much shit to do.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I squeezed D&D in like after shit late Saturday. We're doing it just because I don't want to miss another month. Or another week's, and then who knows when the fuck it's going to happen again. Currently, I don't have any plans in November, so we might be able to schedule pretty quick.
Man, yeah. You say that, and now shit just changed.
Currently,
Audra just made plans every fucking weekend all day.
I said, currently, I have no plans. I think November 4th, we just go. Oh, November 4th is 5th, rather, is Doctor Strange Day, but I can still play D&D after that.
next week, I am in Virginia Monday.
Okay.
And Tuesday. Okay. I don't know what time I'll be home Tuesday.
Okay.
So if we record, we might have to either do it on Skype or do it Wednesday.
Okay.
You're really fucking me here.
I'm doing what I can.
You're really fucking me. Without lube.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Did we finish?
We never said bye.
But I'm bumped.
Well, I mean, did we?
Bye, everybody.
We're on iTunes and Stitcher and shit.
There we go. That's it.
Bye.
That's weird. I hit stop and it's still going.
Yeah, I was going to say that didn't work. So, Walnut, as the resident video game music person, what did you think of Alex Trebek's comments about nerdcore?
Wasn't it apparently a joke?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, yes. So, he was doing the contestant interview. Yeah, I'm on. Okay. He was doing the contestant interview thing with the one woman on the show, and I guess her interesting fact thing was she listens to nerdcore.
Why is that an interesting fact?
I don't know.
Because it was probably her third or fourth time on the show.
And no, she was a new contestant.
Okay.
But she looked like a person who's not very interesting. So she, like, Trebek's like, whatever about music, and she's like, oh yeah, I listen to this nerd, it's called nerdcore, blah blah blah, like, and goes into an explanation of like what people listen to it, and I forget like the last thing she said, and then Trebek was like, so losers, in a like snarky sarcastic tone, but he just shut her down. Sure, it's there's like 900,000 YouTube clips if you want to pull it up before Eric gets here.
I know, like, the whole internet was, like, outraged by it. And then, like, a bunch of, like, nerdcore...
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I know a bunch of the nerdcore people, like, wrote a song already.
Of course.
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Eric's mic on?
Yes.
I believe so.
Well, it's because she threw in the...
Having a hard time
finding romantic partners or whatever.
Yeah.
Duh. Like... Of course he's going to call them losers. Trebek's probably the biggest nerd in the world.
I'm sure that's been going around.
If it's not, I'm starting it.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Prove it.
Look, I mean, Cobb said you that look at there's already a nerdcore song about Alex Trebek hating nerdcore.
Like Mega Ran and a bunch of other guys. Like it's like We Are the Fucking World, but for nerdcore being mad at Alex Trebek.
Yeah, those sound like things I've never heard of before, so...
I know two names, and I only know one off the top of my head. The other one I just know if I see it.
It all just sounds like fake made-up
stuff
to me.
MC Frontalot, that's the other one.
MC...
DJ Cutman.
I got nothing.
Let's see. He probably... He's not,
no, because he just... Doesn't he just do mid-eye bullshit?
Yeah, probably. Okay, yes, but he was probably the back end. Like, he came up with the music for it.
No, because I think most of those guys are, like, out in California.
I mean,
when did that happen?
This week.
Was it this week or late last
week? Maybe it was Friday or something. Like
I mean, I listened to some, like, nerd rappers when I was at MAGFest this past year, and they're good.
How do you spell Trebek?
T.
Just type T-R-E-B-E-K. In your mother T, and you'll figure out how to spell Trebek.
There is no hashtag Trebek hates. The fuck is wrong with
that? I mean, if it happened on Friday, it's clearly... I mean, Red Dead Redemption 2 got announced today. Nerds have moved on from hating Alex Trebek.
I don't understand why they didn't pick a better name.
We don't know that they didn't.
I know. They might actually, like, change it at some point or have a real name, and that's just the placeholder. But, you know, it would be nice if they just, like, announced it as, like, Red Dead whatever.
I've never played them. Is it the same character in both first two games? Or
no.
Okay. Wait, isn't it John Marston in Red Dead Revolver, or is it somebody else?
No, I think it's somebody else.
So
I know Revolution, the main story is him, and then there's, like, DLC that's his son.
Revolution?
Redemption, I'm sorry. I don't know where Revolution came from. This one they don't know, because apparently Redemption takes place at, like, the end of the Old West, so they're thinking 2 might be a prequel.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Because it showed, the one teaser image is his gang, maybe?
The only teaser image?
No, there were two. There was the first one that was just red with the Rockstar logo, and the second one had the stuff.
That one doesn't count, because it's like layers building up, you know?
But
come on now.
Yeah, so the one that has all the people on it, they think that might be his gang from when he was an outlaw.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of nice if they did somebody...
I always wanted to play those games, but I never did. Well, play Redemption. I heard Revolver wasn't very good.
Yeah.
It's like at a 75 on Metacritic.
Oh, that's not bad.
It had a real weird development story. Like, so it started as a Capcom game, and then Rockstar bought the studio that was making the game, because I guess Capcom was going to cancel the game and just kill off the studio.
Nice.
So then Rockstar bought them, and it became Rockstar San Diego.
I vaguely remember that. Like, and very, very vaguely.
They've made the Red Dead games and, like, some of the Midnight Club games.
Oh, right. Midnight Club was a Rockstar.
And then also, like, you know, yeah, did work on GTA and stuff. But
wasn't one of them good or had something good about it?
Dub Edition was not horrible.
Didn't one of them have, like, something hidden in it for another game? Or am I probably making stuff up?
I don't know. They weren't that great, though. They were all nighttime racing.
Am I thinking that Gotham racing game?
Project Gotham?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think I might be getting that confused with Midnight
Club. Drive around as Batman, I think, in that. It would be the only thing that makes sense for Project Gotham.
You know what, though? I don't think there is any Batman in that game at all. Like, even, like, DLC or secrets. Like, maybe somewhere hidden in the game there's a bat symbol, but...
There should be.
I don't think there is.
Do it like Disney with the Mickey faces. Just have bat symbols hidden all over the game.
Hidden Mickeys all over the place.
Only hidden bat symbols. Or Mickeys. Yeah, I mean, you can throw Mickeys in anywhere.
Yeah, why not?
Loki's so mad that her chair is taken.
Yeah, you guys are assholes.
She'll get over it.
Both of you showing up for the same show.
Right?
I mean, there's the computer chair somebody can sit in.
I'm debating it.
I mean, it's all the way over there. Why isn't it over here?
Apparently, that's what Drew's going to do.
Fine, make me look like the asshole and won't let the dog take her seat. I like the Final Fantasy XV version of the Red Dead teaser image.
I didn't even see that.
No, it's the same image. It's just got the four characters from the silhouettes of the four characters from 15 instead. I just think it's kind of funny. They were like, haha, we can do it too. And the reaction to it on Twitter was just people going like, no, fuck you, Square Enix, your boy band bullshit. Because it's the internet. And I was like, I think it's funny.
That's because the internet doesn't have a sense of humor.
They do.
Or the people that do have the sense of humor are afraid to say anything, so they just go with the crowd.
Because if you have a sense of, if you say you like something on the internet, you get hacked by Anonymous.
Yeah.
And Julian Assange. And who's the other guy? Edward Snowden.
Yep.
What?
And China.
Snowden doesn't
and Putin
hack people.
No, he just leaks all your passwords.
Yeah.
And then it's easier for Anonymous to hack you.
He just leaked vital information that the country needed to know.
Which includes your password. Now everybody can access your porn accounts.
Good thing. I don't have any.
Sure you
don't. Lies.
I don't. I just go stream it.
I'm surprised you didn't get a VR headset yet. You got your thing down here, your computer.
Yeah, you're going to get that Vive Walnut?
No.
They're releasing new controllers next year for it.
No.
Yeah, only $200 for a pair.
It's only $100 if you have.
The Vive, is it going to be the same price?
I think they're $200 right now for the Vive controllers if you get them separately.
For some reason, I thought the Vive controllers were a little bit cheaper.
I don't know. Sure. They just talked about it the other day on the podcast.
$95 a piece.
Yeah. I know they're... Apparently, the remodeled ones just look like the Oculus Touch controllers, or look more like the Oculus Touch.
I mean, I only looked at the image real quick because I don't really give a shit, but it kind of reminded me of, like, the nunchuck part of a Wiimote, was the shape.
It was like the but nunchuck it had, like, part.
It had all the
like, sensors on the side, or whatever.
The nunchuck part.
Apparently, the Oculus Touch are sensitive, like, they have, like, the capacitive touch, so they can register you doing finger guns.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only reason I would want one, just so I can do finger guns to people in VR.
I think I'm good.
I played London Heist on Eric's.
I don't need a $100 controller. I think I'll pass.
I played London Heist on Eric's VR, and it wouldn't let me touch a guy's balls. I was mad.
He was trying to touch the dude's balls.
That seems like something you would normally do.
Well, I mean, it's VR. What's the first thing you're doing is touching people in inappropriate ways.
Here's the thing. It's a VR game with stories. I just wanted to play shit. And so I'm sitting there, and you're supposed to be tied up in a chair, but you have free control of your hands, and you can move around. And the guy walks up close, and he's just talking boring stuff. And I'm just like, and there's like an invisible wall right in front of him. I could touch his and caress his face, but his crotch, it's an invisible wall.
Oh, wow. I thought you just couldn't do it because like he was like just out of reach and it did the whole you're out of the gameplay area.
No, I mean,
they literally put like that.
And like it was an invisible wall in front of his crotch.
Because some of the stuff I played, like I could lean so far forward, but like when I put the controller so far out, it just loses the sensor and then it tells me like out of play area or obstructed by object.
It wasn't me. Just wouldn't let it stop.
You just gotta wait for Trump Simulator 2016.
Or, you know, or invest in Summer Lesson.
Trump Simulator.
Trump touches women's crotch.
I'm sure that's
all locker room stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure that's already on Steam.
I actually think that
if you have a Vive, if it's not already there, there's probably a mod force like Rec Room or something that like changes things to Trump.
It's a Counter Strike.
I'd have to say probably one of the better games that we played on Eric's VR was workplace simulator.
Oh, job simulator. Job simulator. Great.
Yeah.
Did you eat the moldy donut?
I heat it in.
If you look in the trash.
I ate donuts. I threw the rest of the stuff as far as I could.
I just kept throwing everything over to the next cube.
Yeah, just to make the guy angry.
Yeah.
I kept throwing everything. Like, I would fire dudes and toss the paper in the next cube. It was just
so you can you can put the donuts on the copy machine and just make infinite donuts.
Okay.
And underneath the copy machine is a trash can with two moldy donuts. Mm. You can grab them, eat it, and then you just like projectile vomit.
Nice.
And so what you do is you take the moldy donut, you put it on the copy machine, you make an infinite moldy donuts, and you just vomit on everything. It's a good time.
Did you see them play the garage?
Yeah, and where they were just drinking the coolant.
Yeah, and that just makes you puke.
Yeah, if you buy the like $40 game or $30, however much Job Simulator actually is, there's a bunch of other jobs in it. Okay. So there's the office is one. There's a convenience store.
Nice.
Where there's some sort of device that lets you shrink and
I don't need all the spoilers.
Blow things up.
I don't need all the spoilers.
There's
if I want to see them, I'll watch the internet too or buy it.
But yeah, then what was it? The garage and something else?
The kitchen.
Yeah, kitchen. I always forget about the kitchen.
That's the Resident Evil thing.
Did that work for you? Like, did you do
I didn't turn it on.
It.
I don't need to poop my pants.
How far are you from your Vive or your PSVR? Do you know?
Across my room.
I don't know how big your room is.
Not far.
Because every time I've launched the kitchen, it says we can't register you. You need to be at least 7+ feet away. And I measured, and I'm like 8 feet away.
Yeah.
And I've tried going closer. I've tried like leaning back as far as I possibly can.
No, I haven't even tried it.
Yeah, and it just nothing I do registers the controller and the headset.
Weird.
Yeah, so I haven't been able to do it.
It's weird that they're recommending a different distance than
what the
Sony
actual,
recommends.
Yes. Because the recommended is like 5 feet.
Yeah.
And yeah, 7 is not 5.
That's weird.
Yeah. The 18th. Yeah, it's weird. October's almost over.
Yeah, it's more than halfway over, I guess.
Nothing weird about it. Time keeps moving forward. It doesn't go backwards.
I don't know. I feel like October just started, though.
No. It started like almost 3 weeks ago.
And your week probably flew by because you were in Disney all week, right?
Shit, bro.
Shit.
That was a week.
That probably felt like 2 days, and then it was over too soon?
No. I mean, it was definitely over too soon, but it wasn't until like Thursday did I realize time had passed. Everything just felt awesome, and then I was like, oh, fuck. I'm
going home. Did you listen to Everything is Awesome the entire weekend?
No.
You should have.
Not like, a Disney movie.
Not a
Disney movie.
You still should have like woken up to Everything is Awesome.
No. It's actually illegal.
I woke up to Disney
music. To listen to not Disney music in Disney.
Do they do like...
They'd have thrown them out.
Yeah, right.
Immediately.
Excuse me! That is DreamWorks! Get out!
Do they offer like singing wake-up calls? Because that just seems like something Disney World would do.
If they don't, we need to let them know to start doing it. I also have to send them a message and say, yo, you've had this really awesome movie out since like the mid-90s called Aladdin that includes the most epic parade of all times, and it's not at your parks. Let's get Prince Ali going already. Come on.
It's in the vault, man.
Well, I never thought about that.
There is no Prince Ali parade in any of the Disney parks. What the fuck? It's built into the movie.
Because they have a bunch of different parades that run throughout the day, right?
A ton of them. We saw the one, this is the fantasy, I think it's just the Fantasy Dream Parade or something. It's brand new. It started a couple months ago. And it's once a day at 3 o'clock, and it's just really big, awesome floats representing a lot of the, like, princess movies and stuff. But the centerpiece, like, the big one is this giant Maleficent dragon float that comes rolling down, and it's, like, all mechanical. It looks like it's crawling down the street. The head spits fire. It's fucking badass. But no Prince Ellie. No monkeys, no elephants,
racist.
No camels that spit.
Well, I mean, the circus isn't even allowed to have elephants anymore, so they won't be able to do that unless it's all animatronic.
Everything they do in their parades is, like, animatronics and floats, and they could easily pull off an awesome Prince Ellie parade.
They could.
And just play that song on loop for, like, 20 minutes, and I would be so happy. Come on now, Disney.
I just want them to release a commercialized version of Friend Like Me. But they won't ever do that.
What do you mean?
Like the actual version, the movie version with Robin Williams singing it. I want them to release that like on a soundtrack, but it's not.
It's on the Aladdin soundtrack.
I've looked. It's not on there. I've downloaded or I've checked on Google. At least it's not on there. There was some rights issues, and he didn't want to be part of. They didn't want to monetize from him, or he in his contract they weren't allowed to make money from him. So anything that he sang, they weren't allowed to have. And I don't think Friend Like Me was the only one he sang. Everything else was sang by somebody else.
Yeah, he sang Prince Ali too.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, then at least that one they couldn't monetize from. That's what I heard, at least.
Well, who knows?
I saw Aladdin.
Aladdin was such a good movie.
It was.
It's the only one. It's the only princess movie that hasn't been announced for a live action remake yet, though. Like, what the fuck? It's like the fucking Lion King's getting a princess movie remake.
And I was wrong. I've looked for it on Google. I've never seen it.
So. I mean,
it's the actual. I don't. They might not sell the original soundtrack on Google Play, but
I listen to it all the time in the Google Play Disney sing along radio station.
Then I lied.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's actually not for sale though. Maybe they just have it part of like one of the stations.
Maybe.
But yeah, if you can find the actual soundtrack to Aladdin, all the songs from the movie are on it.
Okay.
They have to be, or else it's not the soundtrack.
Unless it's one of those weird, like, the score soundtracks where it's just the background music.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not
bad. I want to find that for Fallout 4, but I haven't been able to find one. Because I like that music better than the fucking bullshit radio you can listen to. Because that thing's just boring. Plus, it's all the same songs from Fallout 3, mostly.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's the idea is it's the same era, it's all the same shit. They actually wrote songs and pulled some songs from different time frames of music for Fallout 4 to make the catalog more robust, but it's still the same, like, 25 songs, really. Like, half of which I don't like at all. 3 of them are really good, and the rest are just kind of okay. Score's really good, though.
Well, you guys ready to get started?
No.
You gotta be difficult, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get started, because it's already getting hot.
Yep.
Then take off all your clothes.
You forgot it's getting hot in her.
Well, he already said it's getting hot, so it's close enough.
I mean, it is his house.
Keep going. Mm-hmm. Who's going to stop you? No. I'm not. I really don't care. I've seen man boobs before. It's all good.
No. Let's go.
Whatever. What number is it?
119.
Wow, it's a big number.
Yeah.
That's more than
I
can count.
It gets bigger every time we do a show.
Remember, shit. Eric, time moves forward.
Does it?
You were just explaining
you just
this
said
to me.
That.
I was explaining how the physics of time works and, passage of time. Hi, everybody. Welcome to PodQuest.